It's time for Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Joel Osborne, Raven head coach, joins us today before the ball game. And first of all, Coach, Grandview came in, knew they were going to be a really good team. They're a really good team.
Yeah, they are. And we made some critical mistakes that allowed them to gain more points in that game. And so should have been a lot closer game at the half than it was. And then we just didn't really offensively do a good job of sustaining drives. So our defense was on the field a lot. So I think our defense in the first half played 9 possessions, which is a lot of possessions. And so overall, the first half, our defense actually played very well. They just got put in some tough spots. And then because of the amount of reps we had taken, they really were able to wear us down in the second half. And, a lot of things that we can look at there that are positives, a lot of things we need to improve on for sure. So we've had a good week of practice. You know, we've got some guys that potentially may not be playing this week, too, that are key guys. So we've got to have some guys step up. So,
hey, talk about having a great game. How about Joe Gaines? You know, here's a guy who's really, really stepped his game up and laid you in tackle.
Well, yeah, he had to come in for Zach Lacombe. We lost Zach about midway through the second quarter. And Zach will be back this week. But, that was one of those unexpected things that happened. And, Joe's a young guy for us. He's a redshirt freshman. And he's gotten better and better. So, hopefully he continues to improve in the right direction.
Mark of a good team is always knowing that, you know, as a game goes on, things change. There's an ebb and flow of the game, and you have to make adjustments, and you've got a great staff, experienced guys, and a wealth of athletes, you know, so that you can make those plug-ins and make those adjustments as the game wears on.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I thought in the second half we got some things going offensively. We had, four or five possessions. We scored on 2 of them. And another one where we felt we could have scored, and then another one where we had a drop ball on a third down that could have really changed the game. But, overall, just some good lessons to learn from that game. I thought Grandview came out and played a really strong game. Their quarterback's a very good player, and, they're big up front on both sides of the ball. I thought their O-line and their D-line really set the tone for the game. So we've got to improve in a lot of facets. But, we just take it one day at a time, one week at a time. We get to play St. Ambrose today, so we're looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to learning about it. What can you tell me? Teach me a little bit about St. Ambrose, because the Fighting Bees, a new team to the schedule.
Yeah, they're a Catholic school in eastern Iowa on the Mississippi River. So we're going all the way across the state from where we were at in Morningside. So it's going to be a long drive. They've had tradition, good tradition over the years. Last year, they were 1-10 in their conference. And this year, they're already 2-1. So, they've beat Briarcliff, a non-conference school, then went on the road to Baker and kind of got shocked out of the get-go, had a punt blocked and then had a punt return for a touchdown. So Baker, kind of like us 2 weeks ago versus William Penn, they hadn't scored on offense and they're up 14-0. So and then once they got the momentum going, Baker's quarterback played really well and he's got some nice playmakers there. And we know how good of a player the Jules Guard kid is. So once he got things going, it was hard for St. Ambrose in that game. And then last week they turned around and played William Woods on the road and handled them pretty well. So, we just got to come out ready to play. The focus really this week is going to be about us and us taking it one step at a time and improving and playing with great fundamentals and energy.
Are there things that you're going to be doing differently this week than we've been accustomed to seeing, or is it just a matter of polishing that game?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of getting better at what we do, you know, and then, you know, on offense, there's a chance that Jacob Gathright may or may not play. So if he doesn't play, that's a big deal for us, you know, and so, but if he does play, then conversely, that's a big deal in our way. So, you know, we've got to have the ability to, if he is playing, be able to go to him. And if he's not playing, who are other feature guys? I think Jayshon's got to get the ball more. I didn't do a good job last week of getting him involved. And Grandview was keying on him. They didn't kick off to him all but one time. They kicked away from him every time. And then, you know, and on punts, he didn't really have an opportunity to return one. And then any time he motioned, they were keying him. It was like they weren't concerned about anybody else. So, you know, we got to get Jayshon going early in this game and get our running game going too. At half last week, we were minus 13 rushing, and that's not acceptable. So we've got to have a better plan there.
What kind of offense and things will I see out of St. Ambrose here today? What do they do?
Well, you know, they're going to try to get the ball spread around. Not as much downfield passing as some of the teams we've seen, but you know, they could watch film and come out and say, "Hey, we want to do this," because we've seen these guys get exploited in some areas. But, you know, I mean, really, it's just more about us being ready to go. And, you know, we got to stop the run, and then we got to get off the field on third down. You know, last week we had a lot of key stops and situations. We didn't get off field on third down. We had a face masking penalty. Then we had a blown coverage on a simple concept. And we've got to be able to make those plays when they happen. So that's a big key for us, is getting off the field on third down.
Good week of practice. The guys feeling good?
They are. It's been it's been one of those weeks where we got refocused on what we can control. And, you know, I'm excited. We've battled the heat. It's been hot this week. So, you know, that's one of those things where our depth has to showed in practice. And now we got to, I'm excited to see. I think we're going to get more guys playing on offense than we've had play. So I'm excited to see those guys as well.
And lastly, Coach, sometimes it feels to me like, well, you love playing at home and you love the home crowd. It's the best place in America to play football. Sometimes it's kind of good to get on the road a little bit, because now you don't have to focus on all those little sundry things. Your focus is on these guys, that game, and not kind of spread out. And it's kind of good to be able to sometimes go somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you get to take a trip together, go spend a night in a hotel, eat a team meal, you know, and really bond with each other. And then the main thing is going there and playing well. So that's really what we're focused on.
Coach, we're looking forward to that here today. Good luck, man.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Pure Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon from Davenport, Iowa, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. This afternoon, I think for especially the defense, they've got to force St. Ambrose into some turnovers. Talk about quarterback Tamil Staples, who coming into this ballgame, 7 passing touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's a guy who's a little loose with the football. He's also fumbled it 3 times. Force turnover, St. Ambrose will give them to you. On the offensive side, the Ravens need to get Xavier Ugorgia a little more into the offense. He's a guy that right now on 27 touches of the football, he has about 250 yards of total offense, 1 touchdown. He has been an electric player for you. You got to get Xavier Ugorgia in, find some packages, let him cook against the St. Ambrose team. So again, your keys to the game: force turnovers, get Xavier Ugorgia into the offense, and it should be a great day for the Ravens. Kickoff coming up here next. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Davenport, Iowa. As this afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens make their first football trip ever and are being hosted by the Fighting Bees of St. Ambrose University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Kautz with me to my right here in the booth. Tom Kautz, happy to have you along with us this afternoon. Where, Gus, we look outside right now. The sun is beaming down brightly on the stadium, but just to our south, very dark clouds fill the sky, and we'll just see how this is all going to shake out. 84 degrees right now. A strong breeze out of the south, 11, 12, 13 miles an hour, 29.86 on the barometric pressure. But again, ominous clouds. We'll see if they stay just south of us where they have been for a while now.
Yeah, you know, talking about the ride up here, and last night we were coming home from Winchester and said, man, this thing could get a little interesting, but we honestly didn't see much rain, right? Never had to turn on the windshield wipers all the way up here. So, again, a good start. And today for the Ravens, it's an opponent that we're not used to. That doesn't happen very often.
No, we've actually now for the second time have had an opportunity to see an opponent with whom we are unfamiliar. Looking forward to seeing this one here. And as a matter of fact, the flip of the coin is being performed out of the center of the field as they are dedicating this field here today to the Bush family, who have been instrumental in it being constructed here on, it's kind of on a shared area between the St. Ambrose Fighting Bees and the Knights of Assumption High School here in Davenport. And I was just told by an old Davenport native that Assumption High School has produced some of the finest people on the planet, and I believe that to be true. So, yeah, they are dedicating the field here today. Really nice crowd. They're still getting this thing together. It's not completed, not totally finished yet, but you can see what it's going to be, and it's going to be very, very, very nice.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a jewel for the conference, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you talk about family day here in Davenport this afternoon, and just moments ago, we had the flip of the coin out on the field, and, well, it was won by St. Ambrose. They got their decision and elected to defer to the second half, so Benedictine will put its kick return unit out to start this game.
How about this? The Raven page is now blue.
Ooh, there you go.
Which is kind of a little bit of a different change. Little change. Yeah, great crowd, and there is seating on both sides on the near side, the side upon which we were seated over here. You've got some, what is going to be the visitor seating, and it's permanent and very, very nice seating across the way. They've got portable bleachers brought in. That is ultimately going to be the home grandstand area. And around, particularly on the south side of the field, you got kind of a hillside berm where there are a lot of fans who brought blankets, folding chairs, and they're just out here enjoying a really, really nice football environment.
St. Ambrose comes into today's ballgame 2-1 overall. Their two wins came against Briarcliff in week one in overtime, and then at William Woods last week, 52-13. Their lone loss was at Liston Stadium. They lost to Baker 52-0.
And that said, the kick is away. It is end over end, high end. Jason is going to watch it go out the back of the end zone, so Benedictine is going to have the football off the touchback, first and 10 for their initial possession of the afternoon.
The thing out the back of the end zone on the fly by kicker Joe Nemeo. Nemeo, a senior out of Freeport, Illinois, and for Benedictine, they're going to bring their offense out on the field and quarterback this season by Jackson Dooley, the 6'1" junior out of Lawrence, Kansas. 870 passing yards coming into today's ballgame.
Here we go, first and 10, Benedictine operating from their own 25-yard line. Motion will come to the right side. That's going to be Jayshon. He'll set up his wide right. Hand off, no. Play action, quarterback is back to throw. Fires one near side, Jayshon, 35, 40, 5. Jayshon, 50. Cuts across the field, 45. Jayshon to the 40. It's a foot race. One man with a shot at the 15, at the 10. Jayshon to the 5. He leans. He lunges. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Play number one. Game number one. Benedictine at St. Ambrose, and Jayshon will go for 75 yards off the pass from Jackson Dooley. And Benedictine at 14:42 to go in the opening quarter has broken on top.
It wasn't even a deep pass, right? It was a little 10-yard pass coming across to the outside, and he caught it right in front of the sideline, broke a couple tackles, then realized that he had blockers out in front of him, angles all the way across the field, and able to get in the end zone.
Harry Balke in for the PAT. It is on its way. It is good, and we're quickly taking our first break of the afternoon. Again, 14:42 to go, opening quarter. It's Benedictine 7. St. Ambrose coming up.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, Gus, true to his word, as we talked to Coach Osborne in the pregame show, and he was saying, you know what, last week I just didn't get Jayshon the ball enough. We're going to work on doing that a little bit more today. Well, didn't take long, and he did what he said he was going to do, and it's panned out pretty well early on.
Yeah, quick start for the Raven offense. That's a good sign, especially when you come on the road and you're going to spend the night on the road. You're not really sure how your team's going to react right away, and a good job for the Raven offense.
The kick away, not very deep. Going to be taken to the 14-yard line, straight up the middle across the 20, hit at the 25, and stopped at the 26-yard line. So good kick coverage downfield for Benedictine, and Joseph Lagavuiana will make that kick coverage tackle, and it'll be first and 10 for the Fighting Bees of St. Ambrose. That returned by Octavion A.G.
Yeah, and you can call him A.K.
A.K.? Okay, I like that better.
I have seen they have in the roster is Octavion, but on all the stats and stuff, he's A.K.
Tamele Staples is the quarterback for St. Ambrose. He's a 6'1 sophomore out of Kankakee. You're going to realize there are going to be a lot of Chicagoland players on this team for St. Ambrose because we are only a couple of miles from the Chicago Metro. Here's a quick handoff on play number one and straight ahead. Short run for Caden King as Kevin Harris, good to see Kevin out there, making that stop. Give him a yard in his second and 9.
Yeah, that was one of those things prior to the game, talking with people up here in the press box about, hey, what NFL team do we follow up here? Because you're kind of in the, you know, no man's land. Well, it's Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, recently some Chiefs.
Staples hands off. King will bounce outside, gets a little room at the 30, puts his head down, picks up a first down, and is going to drag his defender, Blue Kaplinger, for a first down. St. Ambrose moving a football, spotted at the 37, first and 10.
When you talk about St. Ambrose, and last week, Caden King had 17 carries for 137 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had a receiving touchdown. He caught the ball out of the backfield twice for 55 yards and a touchdown.
King is going to be on the left side of the quarterback this time. Hand off straight ahead. He's got a gaping hole, and he's got room at the 45-50. Weans his way across midfield to the Ravens' 49-yard line. And with Dylan Witherspoon, the Ravens' leading tackler so far this season, making a stop. Gus, that was a huge hole in the middle, and what a job by the offensive line for St. Ambrose.
Yeah, that time the running back got into the hole and met a linebacker, was able to juke him and get up into that second level. And now we're going to get a penalty marker and our first one of the ball game.
The motion, the offensive line getting underway. We were talking about that offensive line. You've got Pat Kaler, 6'4", 285 from Chicago. You got Kalen Black out of Luling, Texas, 6'3", 35, the center. Out of Cedar Rapids is Noah Allen, 6'1", 270. Right guard, Caden McCombs, 6'3", 300. And the right tackle at 275, the little guy at 6'3", Keith Sumter out of Chicago. First down, 15. QB's back. He's being pursued. He's hit from behind. He's sacked. He just turned around and went the wrong way, and Jared Heron says, let me give you a hand, a loss of 11.
Great to see Jared Heron out there. He's a guy who did not play last week against Grandview. Good to see him out there, and he records a sack. He's playing that defensive end from Moberly, Missouri. He's more of an edge guy than a defensive end. He's a guy who likes to get after the quarterback.
And the Ravens, you talked about it in the keys to the game, want to get after this quarterback. Tamele Staples, last week, 11-21, passed to the ball, 149 yards and four touchdowns. Throws an interception, but also he can put the ball on the turf.
Yeah, he has three lost fumbles already this season.
QB's back to throw again, steps up, he's hit, sacked again! Fabian Njika on a safety blitz.
That time you saw Fabian Njika screaming up from that free safety position. He came untouched off the edge, and you were just sitting there thinking Staples needs to let go of the football, needs to let go of the football, and by that point, Fabian had covered the ground and now has his first sack of the 2024 season. The Ravens already two on this first drive.
Third and 36. Do you go to the screen? No, you just wrap around the handoff, pick up two. And with a strong wind out there, you're going to have St. Ambrose putting it away. Dylan Witherspoon with another tackling. Yes, those safeties are playing up really close right now for Benedictine.
Well, I think they're playing in the box right now because they have a lot of faith in their cornerbacks, and they want to come up and stop the run, especially the way Caden King has run the ball so far this season.
Aiden Flynn, who's also the holder for St. Ambrose, is their punter, the 6'2 senior out of Chicago. He'll settle in his own 14-yard line. And Jay Sean is back for the return. The boot is away, in over end. Jay Sean runs up on it, takes it at the 31. Starts left, cuts right, eludes a couple of defenders, breaks a tackle at the 40, breaks another tackle at the 50. Jay Sean, cross midfield, 40, lopes his way down the right side inside the 35-yard line. Jay Sean Todd, I've got that as about a 37, 38-yard punt return.
Got to be more than that, right?
It'll be first and 10.
Okay, yep. They are going to mark it just a little shy of it. So, yeah, 38-yard kickoff or punt return right there for Jay Sean Todd and the Raven offense looking at play number two of the afternoon.
With 11:02 to go in the opening quarter, Jay Sean has over 100 yards of total offense right now. First and 10, Ravens. And their first offensive snap of the game as they lead 7-0. They're at the 32-yard line of St. Ambrose. Single man in the backfield is going to be Witherspoon. Takes the handoff, bounces outside. Looking for the block. He's going to be tackled from behind as he gets inside the 30. And will stumble forward and down at the 28-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon, 5'11 junior from Windsor, Missouri. 56 carries coming into the game today, 221 yards for Dalton and a pair of TDs.
He's looking for this. I'm not used to having a...
No, I told you. I remembered to grab that up this morning. Second down at about six. Flare pass right side, Witherspoon. Well defended. And just the tight end out there did not get a block on C.J. Resto. And the Egg Harbor City, New Jersey native makes a nice tackle. Ravens are going to lose back to the original line of scrimmage. It is going to bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, now you're looking at that third and long. And if you look over to the far sideline, Witherspoon coming off and pretty slowly as the training staff comes over to check him out. That will bring Ugorji in for this third down.
Xavier Ugorji is going to be your running back. Xavier has been outstanding in limited play so far this season. Motion to the left side for Benedictine. Going to be Jay Sean. He'll set up as one of the trips left. Quarterback's back to throw. Looking. Now running out of the pocket. Rolling left. Looking downfield. He's got his man down there. Over the shoulder catch. But is he inbounds? It'll be an incomplete to TZ.
That time looking for Tanner Zimmerman on a little bit of a flag route down there by the sideline. And great job by Tanner. He came back to the quarterback. Realized that the quarterback had broke contain, got outside, and then sent it down the field. Now the Ravens have a decision to make on this fourth down, and they are going to put into that wing, keep the offense out on the field.
Punching they would into the wind would be a bit of a problem. The wind is very brisk. We had it at 11 miles an hour, which would be right into the face of Benedictson. And it's every bit of that right now.
You're going to kick this, right?
They're going to punt this. They're lined up. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Looking, rolling. Now flares it over to the left side, taking it to 30, 25, and diving, but short of the first down. It's going to be Ugorji coming out of the backfield, and the Ravens are going to go four and out, picking up eight on a fourth down 10 play.
Yeah, they're going to say Xavier Ugorji got to the sideline. He stepped out of bounds before he was able to dive forward in an attempt to pick up the first down. So a turnover and downs on the second possession of the ballgame, and for St. Ambrose, they will start this possession at their own 24-yard line.
Good to have you along with us here in Davenport, Iowa this afternoon. You're on Care Radio. Benedictine with the lead early in the ballgame, 7-0. The Ravens with 83 total yards of offense so far on these first couple of possessions. And it'll be a 1st and 10 from their own 24-yard line for St. Ambrose. Penalty marker sale, and you can expect there's an issue with the offense, the little alignment kind of a problem. Gus, both teams come into the game today at 2-1. I'm going to call the illegal procedure against the Bees. Head coach Vince Phillip in his 3rd season here. An offensive coordinator for St. Ambrose, also in his 3rd season, is DeQuinn Watford. So these guys have been around a minute, know what they're doing. Quarterback Staples, back to throw. Drops back over the middle. He's got a man wide open across the line of scrimmage. He's going to be hit at the 21 and stopped immediately
almost
on the far side.
Yeah, and they're almost able to get back the yards lost on the penalty. That time coming up, Kyle Gibson, the senior out of Tracy, California, makes the stop on the play, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 11. So they got 4 of the 5 yards back from that penalty. Taking a quick look around the Heart of America Athletic Conferences, Baker leads Culver Stockton 54-0 early in the 3rd quarter. Graceland and Mid-America are tied at 21 at half.
Quarterback with a offset eye to his left is back to throw, and he wants it all. He's going deep down the left side and far overthrows his intended receiver, Cameron Bonsack. Trey Williams finding the coverage downfield. It was good coverage and a pass. I don't know, Gus, he tried to get it out in front of his receiver, probably had a little wind behind it, and the 5'11 sophomore was not able to catch up with that football, so it'll bring up now a 3rd down and about 11 for St. Ambrose.
I've got an interesting score for you.
Okay. I like interesting scores.
Yeah. From Des Moines, it is Grandview 10, Missouri Valley nothing. 10-0 in the battle for Odin's Cup.
Here's a handoff to the running back, and he's got room and going to pick up a 1st down right at the 1st down marker. I thought he was going to have it easily, and then it's not quite so clear, and now they're going to say, yes, 1st down, Joe Keane with the stop for BC. And again, Gus, as they did in their initial possession, when they run the ball, St. Ambrose has a little bit of running room, and they're opening some open holes in the middle. This time the handoff running back, he'll break away for the first would-be tackler, and kind of pulls out of the hands of Heath Baker before he's going to be wrapped up, picking up about 4.
Nice job right there by St. Ambrose to work with a little tempo as Benedictine was trying to make a defensive switch, and they had one lineman out trying to bring in a new lineman, and great job right there by the Bees to catch Benedictine a little off.
2nd down and a half. Staples back to throw again, steps up, now looking again. He's throwing very deep. He's got a wide open receiver, caught and dropped at the 10-yard line, right into the hands of A.K., but A.G. does not hold on. Gus, that should have been a 1st and goal.
Yeah, A.J., a.k.a. A.G. is a burner, right? Like, he just ran right by Trey Williams on his way down the field, but that thing hit him on the shoulder pad, couldn't quite haul it in, and probably why he only has 2 catches this season for 13.
Give quarterback Jamaley Staples credit. That was a pretty nice throw of the ball.
So I've watched a little bit of Staples play this season, and I've been impressed with how he moves, and again, I'd actually like to see him maybe run the ball a little more.
He's back to throw, rolling, being chased, throws downfield, his receiver comes back to try to bail him out, but pass is going to go incomplete. Looking for Jalen Coleman over there, but Jackson Hoskins, good defender for Benedictine, already got an interception and a pick 6 this season. He's able to defend that pass, knocking it away. It'll bring up a 4th down, and once again, St. Ambrose will be forced to punt it away. Last time, big return for Jayshon.
That time Joey Abrams was in hot pursuit of the quarterback and Staples had to get rid of that football. We're going to see Jayshon back for another punt return.
Standing at his own 23-yard line, Flynn will kick it away. Let's that wind hold it up and carry it. Jayshon gets it on the run. 30, 5, 40, 50. Jayshon 40. Left side, 35. Cuts into the middle of the 30, down to the 28-yard line, because that is about a negative 9 yards on that punt for St. Ambrose and Benedictine. We'll begin this possession with outstanding field position inside the 30-yard line of St. Ambrose. We're 7:40 to go, nearly midpoint of the opening quarter. Ravens with a 7-0 lead.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
At what point does St. Ambrose decide just going for it, and even if you don't get it, is maybe a better option than trying to punt the ball to Jayshon?
Well, if you noticed last week, they refused to kick the ball to Jayshon all day, refused to kick it in his direction, and this is the reason why. First and 10, Benedictine at the 23-yard line in St. Ambrose territory. Jackson Dooley's back to throw, fires one left side, has his man downfield, and it's going to be out of reach at the 5-yard line and incomplete. Looking down there for Matthew Sanford, but it was out in front of him.
Yeah, and Sanford fell down twice on that route, right? He was trying to get off the line. He fell down, got back up, and as he was, like, leaning for the football, kind of fell over his shoe tops and incomplete. That'll bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense.
Not going to get much better turf and field conditions than this brand-new field and a brand-new facility, and it is very, very nice here in Iowa. 7:34 to go in the first quarter. Ravens are going to run a little motion. Now bring the back next to the quarterback. Takes the handoff. Busts it up the right side. Gets inside the 25-yard line. Down to around the 23. And that is going to be a nice little run for Xavier Ugorji. BC will look now at a 3rd down 5.
Jackson Dooley now 50 yards of passing away from 1,000 yards already.
Wide to the left side is going to be Lagufuliana. Next guy in is going to be LeBron Jackson. Wide to the right side, Jacob Gathright. We haven't called Jacob's name yet today.
Yeah, watch Gathright. He's in single coverage right now.
That's where the Ravens would like to see him. Back to throws Dooley. It's a design quarterback keeper. They scored a touchdown on this play last Saturday. They're going to get a 1st down with it here.
Jackson Dooley, not the best runner in the world, but that time, great job of just pushing forward, able to pick up the 1st down. Last week, Jackson Dooley rushing the ball. Well, you got to take away all of those sacks that he had as he was 8 for -20, but ended up having a long of 12 last week.
Scored the 1st touchdown of the afternoon for Benedictine in the opening quarter last week. Switching over to the left side, Ravens are going to move a man to the right. Quarterback is back to throw, going into the end zone, leaping catch, and it's made out of bounds. High into the air, trying to haul it down, Cameron Dover, and Gus, you can see clearly we had a wonderful vantage point. The foot lands on the sideline.
Yeah, and that's going to be a play you come back to, except tell Cam to take about a half a step in when he lines up. That way, as you run it towards the sideline, you give yourself a chance to come down inbounds. Wouldn't be shocked if that's not the same play call here.
2nd down 10, Benedictine at the B's 17-yard line. 2 to the left and 1 to the right again. For Jackson Dooley, who gorges in the backfield with him. They nearly draw the defense off. Hand off, no. Quarterback has a little sidearm pass, and it's going to go incomplete. Tried to wing it over there to Zimmerman, but it was maybe just a little behind him. And Tanner looked like he was kind of stumbling, a little off balance, and just couldn't haul that thing in.
Yeah, that was going to be a difficult catch for Tanner Zimmerman. As the ball got thrown on his back hip, he had to reach back and try to do something with it. The incomplete pass will now bring up a 3rd and 10. For the Raven offense. They're now going to put Sanford to the right.
And it's still going to be Ugorji as a running back in the backfield. 3rd down 10. Back to throw. Pass to the end zone. He's got a man wide open and overshoots him. It's incomplete. Poorly thrown to a wide open Ethan Perrott. And Benedictine will have to bring in the field goal unit. And Jackson Dooley bends over, hands on his knees, knowing that he had his guy. He was undefended and the pass was just out of reach.
Yeah, you got to think Jackson tried to put a little too much behind it, trying to account for that wind instead of just throwing it out there and let his receiver, Ethan Perrott, run under it. Now the Ravens looking for a field goal attempt.
It's going to be about a 35-yarder from the right hash mark. Held by Dooley. Harry Balke is in 3 of 4 field goal kicking this season. And that one is on its way, making 4 out of 5 as the Ravens extend their lead. Time out on the field here in Davenport, Iowa at 6:08 to go in the opening quarter. Where it's now Benedictine 10, St. Ambrose scoreless.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Well, as Harry Bonke hits his longest field goal of the season, and Gus makes very clear it's nowhere near his longest in his career, but his longest so far this year, and the Ravens go up 10-0. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Gus Kotz with me here upstairs, Tom Counts, and the Ravens getting set to kick this thing away. It is Cullen Bruner who does the punting and is the Raven kickoff specialist, and there's the boot end over end, and end of the wind is going to knock it down. It will be taken on the run at the 18, quickly up the right side across the 30, and spinning up to around the 35-yard line. The ball pops out. Is the play blown dead yet? It was not. And let's see who has covered up the football. At the 35-yard line, that ball just kind of shot straight up in the air, and nice job of coming out of that business with the football for St. Ambrose. Looks like I got number 5 out there, maybe. And I don't know. Yeah, that's backwards for me. There we go. It's Nolan Obert. Nolan, a junior out of Quincy, Illinois.
Jonah Roberts, the Raven kick coverage unit guy down there, able to pop the ball in the air. And whenever I see 49, I think of a Chicagoland guy, DJ Manisek. I don't know. That's where my head goes.
DJ, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Here's a little wraparound handoff. It's been successful, but this time having to slow up to allow the blocking to develop in front of him allows Jared Heron to come from the defensive end spot and around from behind to drag down the ball carrier for the gain of about a yard.
You know why that was all muddled up in the middle was Isaac Anderson. Isaac doing a great job of just pushing the offensive line over, not really allowing any lanes, and then great job by Heron to close it down from the back.
Motion's going to go to the wide side of the field here on a second down, 9 call, and we get another procedural penalty. Second of the ball game against the Fighting Bees.
When three linebackers and the safety start pointing at the same player, you got to think something might have happened. The officials turn around and will indicate another penalty against St. Ambrose this afternoon.
5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine.
For St. Ambrose, they're going to be up to now 3 penalties for 15 yards this afternoon.
Here comes your second down and 14 call from just outside the third. Now the ball pops out of the quarterback's hands. He's able to go back and retrieve it, dives forward, and he's going to get across the line of scrimmage, pick up a yard or two. Again, Isaac Anderson's the guy we're going to be talking about, making that tackle, leaving the Bees with a third and a dozen. And that time, gosh, props to Maley Staples for just being able to find that ball and get it covered up and pick it up a little bit. That could have easily been a turnover.
Staples did a great job of just calm down, find the football. So many times guys just get antsy and then they lose it, and that's how you turn it over.
Ravens have got 5 guys up along the line of scrimmages. Quarterback Staples back to throw again, sets up in the pocket, flares one to the near side. It's going to be caught inbounds and then driven out of play. It's going to be called incomplete. Get Peyton Joby.
That's the same exact pass I think I was even describing to you yesterday against Baker. He leaves some of his passes a little high and gets his receivers really hit right on the sideline. And that same thing happened against Baker 2 weeks ago.
Stretching out, trying to haul that ball in. That was AK. And as he does the high pass, he gets a handle on it. That defender gets him right in the rib cage, and it goes incomplete, forcing a punt by St. Ambrose. Flynn from his own 20 gets a nice toe into it. It is high and hanging. It is going to be way short. Now Jay Shun is going to field it off a hop into 15. And penalty markers back there. Look out. It's a 40. Jay Shun turns it to the 45, dances out of bounds. And this is going to be a kick coverage penalty, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have a penalty right there where he caught the ball half the distance. You're going to back it up where somewhere on the 9-yard line, I would say. So, for the Ravens, they're going to look at their worst starting field position of the afternoon.
Talk about this afternoon so far, comparing the numbers a little bit. Benedictine has thrown for, what, 80 yards today? The Ambrose has thrown for 4 on 1 of 5 passing. Jackson Dooley, not a lot better at 3 of 8.
Now, Jackson Dooley is 3 of 8, but you take away the 75-yard pass, that puts him at, what, 2 of 7 for 5 yards today?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't know. I always like to take the long pass out and then start figuring your number.
Okay, they've got to get this penalty against Benedictine's kick return team. It says it's going to go down to the 9-yard line. And so the Ravens, inside their own 10-yard line, will begin this series at 4:27 to go in the first quarter, leading 10-0. Ravens have only run 11 plays so far this afternoon. Here's your first down call. QB's back. ISO pass over the middle, and it's going to be caught. And that was a fingertip catch by LeBron Jackson, because he reaches out and literally grabs it with the very tips of the fingers, able to hang on. And the Ravens are going to get a quick first down.
That time over there in coverage, 9. There we go. It's going to be C.J. Resto. I was struggling with that. Kind of a, I don't know, a block number, right?
First and 10, Ravens up to their own 21 very quickly. They're going to put Jayshon in the backfield and pitch it to him, and it's on the ground, and Todd able to go back and get it. That was Jayshon sweeping to the right. The quarterback gets the ball, and is Jackson a little underhand, two-handed pitch? It was not a very accurate pitch at all. Jayshon had to stop, dive back. The defender was chasing Jayshon, also stopped and dove back, and Ravens are fortunate, very fortunate, to have been able to cover up that football and lose only 5.
That's one of those plays where you're trying to get maybe a little too creative and try to find a way to get Jayshon the football.
So here go the Ravens on a second down and long. Back to throw again. Witherspoon's back in the game. Wide open receiver caught at the 40, at the 50. Look out at the 30. Nobody going to catch Jacob Gathright. That is a touchdown, Ravens. And Benedictine will go in from 83 yards away and have the second TD of the afternoon, going up now 16-0.
Yeah, so Jayshon got that little bit of an edge on the first drive, but you give Jacob any room and he's going to be able to take it. 83 yards for Jacob Gathright. For Jake, it's his 4th touchdown reception of the season. Jackson Dooley now over 1,000 yards passing in this season.
Harry Balke looking for his 5th point of the opening quarter. Long snap, down, up, good. Taking a break, Joseph. Benedictine, a strong opening quarter. We've got 3:04 left in it. It's BC 17, St. Ambrose nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The 2 fastest guys on Benedictine's football team, and modestly, maybe the 2 fastest guys in the Heart of America Athletic Conference have each scored a long, long touchdown for the Ravens in the opening quarter, have posted Benedictine to a 17-0 lead. BC set to kick it away, and again, it'll be Cullen Bruner. Third time Cullen has kicked off here in the opening quarter. Return men settle again at their own 10-yard line because kicking into the wind, he has not been able to get a deep kick. This one fielded at the 14. Up the right side of the 20, hurdling a defender, hitting across the 25 and stopped at the 30-yard line is going to be A.K. Agee. And back comes the St. Ambrose offense.
Yeah, that last possession for Benedictine. How about this? 3 plays, a minute 23, going 92 yards on the drive. And for St. Ambrose, they have run 6 plays, 6 plays, 3 plays today. So the last drive, a 3-and-out.
Here's the thing. It's early in the ball game, and a couple of big plays kind of really skew the stats. But Benedictine with 186 total yards so far today to St. Ambrose, 29. Ravens up 17-0. St. Ambrose first and 10 of their own, the 31-yard line. Motion will come to the right side. Long look by quarterback Tomele Staples. He will take it, wrap around, handoff, running back is going to be hit in the middle of the line, stood up, dropped, and will have gained one to around the 32, second down nine.
That time for the Ravens, the first guy back there, it's going to be Zachary Lacombe along with Kyle Gibson making the stop on the play for Benedictine.
That Raven front group has just done a fabulous job through the course of the season, and we got, it's good to see Blake Castillo. He's out there right now on the right side.
On the front, you're also going to have Kevin Harris in there, and your backside end is going to be Kaijian Burrows.
Second down nine. Back to throw, Staples, taking a deep drop, thinking about running, finds a defender, can't do that, being chased out of the backfield, throws the ball late, and it's going to go incomplete. Because Staples was back there running for his life. Every time he would turn, he would face a Benedictine defender, and he retreated all the way back to the 15-yard line. That's the place from which he threw that pass that went incomplete.
That time the Ravens got good rush, but they got good rush with control, right? Like, so many times everybody just takes off after the quarterback. That time they kind of stayed their lanes, forced the quarterback in the backfield to kind of stay there. Staples, such a good runner, you don't want to let him get out in open space.
You've got Brennan and Downs back there with Wilson, receivers all lined to the left side. That's the near side of the field for us on a third down nine call, and the quarterback's going to wrap around, the handoff into the middle, and getting a couple of 3 yards, but nowhere near enough for a first down as Blake Castile makes another tackle on Caden King. And again, as quickly as that, three and out, St. Ambrose will give the ball back to Benedictine. And Gus, with a minute 52 to go in the opening quarter, the Ravens will be looking to score for the fourth time here in the first.
Yep, so back-to-back three and out for St. Ambrose. Is be interesting to see if they continue to punt towards Jayshon.
We're going to see Jason's the only guy back. Everybody else is up on the line, and Aiden Flynn will put a toe to it, and that is going to be very returnable. He'll backpedal, take it at the 16. Jayshon stutter steps at the 20, and good job by the kick coverage team, getting downfield and bringing him down at the 24-yard line. Ravens are going to have it first and 10. With a minute 20 to go in the first, Brennan Wilson on that kick coverage unit for St. Ambrose. Bees making their first appearance as a football opponent in the Heart of America Athletic Conference with Benedictine. And again, you mentioned earlier, Gus, the Bees come into the game at 2-1. They were able to just dominate William Woods last week. Back to throws, Dooley gets a short pass away to the 25, 35, and so good to see him. We saw him in the last series, but good to see Dalton Witherspoon back out on the field. Witherspoon picking up a first down to the Ravens. Will advance the sticks across the 35. Let's mark him. We'll call it the 38-yard line with a minute to go in the third, in the opening quarter.
Juni Alameda makes a stop on the play, a 5'9" sophomore linebacker out of Oswego, Illinois.
Ugorji is now the running back for Dooley. Wraparound handoff. Ugorji will start right, cut left, goes across the 40, gets about 3, maybe 4 yards on a first down carry into the middle. And for Benedictine, probably one more snap here in the first.
That time, Jake Strader makes a stop on the play. He's the number two tackler for the St. Ambrose defense, coming in with 21 tackles and an interception this evening.
And the Ravens quickly to come straight back up over the football, not doing a traditional huddling up. They can't get over quickly enough. And for BC, second down, half a dozen. Back to throw, Dooley, timing pattern, right side, and his receiver has to come back, makes a splendid catch, battling two defenders, and Matthew Sanford will have the ball across midfield. It's going to be down to the 40-yard line, now down to the 37-yard line of St. Ambrose as the opening quarter draws to a close. Benedictine will have a first and 10 at the St. Ambrose 37 when we come back. But after one in Davenport, Iowa, it's Benedictine at 17, the Bees nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Dave, welcome back.
Busch Stadium here on the campus. Is it good? Busch Stadium here on the campus. Actually, on the campus of Assumption High School, and a brand new field being shared by Assumption High School and St. Ambrose University. Benedictine leading up their quarter. It's 17-0 here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. College football on a Saturday afternoon in mid-September here on CARE Radio. So we are, what, 7/10 of a mile from the St. Ambrose campus? Yep. That's not so bad. That's not too far away. And Benedictine at the 37-yard line in Beans territory has a first down 10. Nobody in the backfield. Quarterback Dooley back to throw. Lobs one right side, has his man, and it's going to be caught at the 5. Is he out of bounds? No! Touchdown, Ravens! Catching the ball from behind, running down the field for the second time this afternoon, Jayshon into the end zone.
What a job right there by Jayshon Todd as he turned around. The defender never saw the ball. Jayshon able to come back, make the reception, and then spin back around, find the pylon, get himself into the end zone for his second long touchdown of the afternoon.
How many times have we seen Raven receivers come back for a ball here so far this afternoon?
They're going to call that a 37-yard touchdown pass.
And Harry Balky now looking for point number 6. It is down and up, and we're taking a break, Joseph. 14:52 to go as they bounce that off that new scoreboard, that PAT. 14:52 to go in the first half. Benedictine 24, SAU nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Ravens getting set to kick it away, and Gus, let's be, I think, in fairness and in being candid, for St. Ambrose, you got to do something with this possession. I mean, the last thing you want to do is get run out here this afternoon, and they're on the verge of that, trailing a 24-0, 8 seconds into the second quarter. Here's the advance, and the kick, this time with the wind behind him, and what a difference it makes as it lands 8 yards deep and out the back on a hop. And so the Ravens kickoff is going to give the ball to St. Ambrose from their 25-yard line. After three quarters, how about that?
Rock chalk, right? Kansas leads West Virginia 21-17 right after an 11-yard Daniel Hinshaw touchdown run.
Okay, what does St. Ambrose have to do to be able to sustain some kind of an offensive presence here today?
Run the ball, right? They did well in the first couple plays, and for Benedictine, they've been able to give up some of these running plays underneath. And I think what has happened right now is St. Ambrose has just completely dedicated themselves to throwing it. And that's what Benedictine wants you to do.
Quarterback is back. Steps up. Being chased, gets hit, gets sacked. He's back at the 18-yard line. He pumped, and then he could not throw the ball. And I'm going to tell you why. It was Kyle Rowland and Blue Kaplinger, the guys who had coverage on the two receivers in the right flat where Staples was looking. Because there was nowhere for him to be.
Xavier Hernandez making the sack on the play. Good to see Big 91 out there.
Grandpa Jerome, he should be smiling. That was a great, great play. 14:20 to go in the opening half. Loss on the play makes it a 2nd and 15. Back to the 20-yard line we go. QB was backpedaling before the ball was snapped. No penalty markers down. He's hit, steps up. Pass going to be caught. Diving at the 24 where it'll be a 4-yard gain by the running back, Caden King.
That time in coverage for Benedictine. It's going to be over here on the near side, Kyle Rowland. So Ravens getting some fresh bodies into the ball game. Also along that front defensive line, you're going to have Jason Anderson out of Lancaster, California, with Xavier Hernandez. And your other side, you're going to have Joe Burke and Jared Heron.
So 3rd down 10. QB's back. Steps up, Ravens pursued, the pass lobbed over to the near side. There's all kinds of grabbing and pushing, and there's the marker.
Yeah.
Now, trying to defend himself and make a case, Abram Phillips, because I think I saw that back arm reach around the intended receiver down here, and they're going to call pass interference against Benedict, and is Braden Downs was the guy they were trying to have catch the ball.
Better question is, did they really say he caught it? Because I thought that ball actually went through. I mean, like, the pass interference is going to give you a first down, but I wasn't so sure he made the reception.
Let's get a call here.
Pass is incomplete, and then we have pass interference against Benedictin. So from the 25, it should be up at the 40-yard line.
That's
so,
what I was saying.
So basically what's happened is you're going to lose about 3 yards, right? You would have had the ball to 43 and he made the catch. If not, you're going to get the ball to 40 because of the penalty yardage. So
we don't have the old mics from the officials today. The folks here at St. Ambrose doing a good job of getting, you know, some of the bugs ironed out, getting everything working. They got scoreboard up. They got so many things working, but little details that will come along as this thing gets toward its completion. Motion to the left side. St. Ambrose, first and 10 to throw on 40, and the lineman falls down. The right tackle started to step back and realized he shouldn't have, tried to stop himself and tumbled over backward. And you know who he's worried about, right? He was saying, if I don't get a quick back step and square up, Heath Baker's going to mow me down. And he should get credit for that 5 yards on his own just by being there.
Raven's going to bring... Yeah, Joseph Abrams in at the other side, and now they're going to switch him to the near side and put Heath on the back.
First at 15, little wraparound handoff, running back hits the middle and bounces off one defender and is going to be bear hugged and thrown to the ground as Caden King. Kyle Gibson makes a stop on King with Dominic Stone King. It is second down 7, St. Ambrose. I guess St. Ambrose coaching staff, Coach Phillips listening to you as he's trying to run the ball a little bit more. Back to throw this time to pass. Batted away. That was an outstanding defensive play on the far side by Blue.
Blue Kaplinger gets a hand in there, knocks it away, and as it hits the ground, big Kevin Harris picks it up, and he says, no, that's a live football. Let me run with it.
I would love to watch Kevin Harris ramble with the ball.
Benedict is now going to bring Kaizen Burrows into the ballgame, a 6'2" sophomore out of Maybank, Texas. He'll be out there along with Joey Abrams. That'll be your defensive end.
Third down at about 7 for St. Ambrose. Operating at their own 43-yard line. 13 minutes to go in the half. Quarterback is back. He's chased. He steps up, breaks away for the first guy. Being pursued, lobs one to the near side. Where a one-handed effort and a spectacular catch on the near sideline. What a job by Braden Downs. That was fantastic.
Yeah, Braden Downs working right in front of Dominique Stone King. Was able to just go up and get that ball away. And great job right there for St. Ambrose. They're going to take the ball into Raven territory. Marked down at the 39-yard line with 12:35 left here in the first half.
Now, I don't want to take anything away from Kamele Staples, but that was more of a lob really than a pass. He just kind of shoved that ball out there toward him, but it did exactly what he wanted it to do. Inside the Benedictin 40-yard line, first down 10. QB back has an ISO pass over the middle. It's going to be broken up at the 25.
That's a great job by the backside. Jackson Hoskins able to get a hand in there and knock it away. And the Ravens are doing a great job today of keeping the front line fresh to get after the quarterback. We're going to see 3 new guys into the ballgame. And one of those new names we're going to see in there is going to be 58 Marvin Stringfellow. So Stringfellow, who typically wears 56, will be wearing 58 today. He is a redshirt freshman out of St. Louis by way of Lutheran North.
Staples with a running back to his right side, and now he's going to shift the second receiver to the right side, handoff into the middle, bouncing away, sliding to the right, picking up about 5 yards on a nice first down carry, Caden King. Because King's begun to come to life now here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and what they've done is just kind of slowed down and got back to basics, doing the things that they do well, and that's running the football. Last week we talked about it, Caden King, 17 carries, 137 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Right now he finds himself... Where we had 11 carries for 62 yards with a long of 13 so far in the first half.
Bringing up a third down, 5 inside the Benedictin 35-yard line. Again, they're going to go the same way, the same running back, and he'll drag a defender for a yard or two, but this time King is going to be pulled down by Marvin Stringfellow, the redshirt freshman out of Lutheran North you talked about. So now decision time for Coach Phillip. What do you do here? I mean, I don't think you really want to punt the ball going into the wind. Still lots of time, 11:20 to go in the opening half. You're down 24-0.
Raven defense is going to bring in pass rushers, and they're going to overload this left side here.
And we've got a different back, four receivers this time. Two to the left and two to the right for Staples. Straight back to throw. Quarterback draw. He's hit. He is sacked. What they had done, Gus, was bring Maximo Vasquez into the backfield as a running back. Vasquez went first into the hole, going to be the lead block. Staples one step back, running forward on that design QB draw. But I tell you what, there was no doubt that Jared Heron had that well diagnosed.
Yeah, well, so running the ball is a great idea, but not when Benedictine takes Heath Baker and slides him down inside. That all of a sudden becomes a mismatch because he is too quick for a lot of these guards, and he's in the backfield in a hurry, and it just throws the whole play off.
Here's the thing. Heath Baker, an All-American last year. How much better is he this year? He's just playing phenomenally well. First down, 10. Ravens back. Jackson passed over the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped in and out of the hands of LeBron Jackson. He would have gained only a couple of yards on the play. Colin Gudela with a play. Carroll Stream, Illinois, guys.
I don't know, Carroll.
Carroll Stream, Chicago suburb.
Ravens are going to be out there with Matthew Stanford, Joseph Lagafuiana, and the other receiver will be Jayshon Todd in the slot to the right.
Xavier to the quarterback's right. Pass over the middle. ISO pass. There's TZ at the 45-50, and Zim goes inside B's territory. They've got it at the St. Ambrose 49. Jake Strader, the strong safety. Here's the deal. Jake came up and made a great tackle, but there's a little bit of sacrifice when you got a guy as big as 6'5", 245-pound Tanner Zimmerman. He got a bit of a head of steam, and Jake's a little guy at 6'170", but it is a bit of a mismatch. Handoff is going to be Ugorji to the 50, Ugorji to the 45. He'll pick up four on a first down run to the right.
That time, not a lot of vision from Xavier, right? As he went to the right side, looked like if he hits and bounces, he's got a little bit more of an avenue, but stayed tight to his offensive line out there, and that time following big Eddie Swizlowski, the 6'5", 375-pound sophomore.
Ugorji is going to take the handoff again, and this time there's absolutely no room to run. He battles his way back to the original line of scrimmage and not able to add anything to that. He's going to be banged up in the middle very quickly by, it looks like old Joe Reinhardt out there.
Now Ugorji coming off with a little bit of a limp, and so coming back into the ballgame is going to be Dalton Witherspoon.
Very wide to the left side is going to be Lagafuiana. Ravens are going to go trips left, single man right side, single running back for Dooley. Now he'll go in motion. Witherspoon very wide to the right side. Everybody out in the pattern on the third down and long call. Pass over the middle. It's going to be behind and uncatchable. Looking for Tyler Watson. And the Ravens will have a fourth and six at the 46. And I think, is this not the first punt of the day for Cullen?
It is. Going to be the first punt in the afternoon for Cullen Bruner. And I know how much you love that play call, right? It's going to be,
oh, yeah.
What is it, third and seven? And you run a 3-yard pass route?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that always delights me. Cullen Bruner.
He's got four punts already this season inside the 20, looking to drop another one down here.
The return man, oddly enough, sits up at the 5, and here's the kick away, and it's going to angle away from him and land at the 5, and very quickly bound into the end zone and out the back. It'll be a touchback. St. Ambrose will get its offense back out of the field with 9:20 to go in the first half. 24-0, Benedictine in front. Heart of America Athletic Conference, NAIA College Football on a September Saturday. Great to have you with us here on Care Radio. BC going to make a couple of switches. They had a defense out there, and then they said, you know what, we're going to do something else. Defensive coordinator Caleb Cook, what a great job he's doing with this team. First down call and a straight ahead run. And again, you've got St. Ambrose going back to that bread and butter play to Caden King, where, again, Heath Baker wraps him up as a 1-yard pickup.
Yeah, great job by Heath Baker, able to push forward and disrupt that play after a short gain. It'll bring up now a second down for the Bees. This afternoon, St. Ambrose, 5 first downs, Benedictine, 8.
Baker chasing, hitting, and combined with Kevin Harris makes a sack on Tamale Staples. Tamale Staples is going to go down inside the 20. They're going to mark it under the 15.
I got one for you.
Sure.
Raven trivia.
Okay.
When was the last time you had two players from Atchison with sacks in the same game?
Ooh. Do you know the answer?
I don't. I'm just throwing that one at you.
That's a good one.
As we've got Hernandez with the sack already today, and now Heath Baker.
We have somebody in the stands who would know that answer. Here's a handoff left side and a really nice run across the 25, but short of the first down of the 28-yard line. If you're St. Ambrose, do you even consider going for it here?
Probably. I mean, your defense hasn't been great. They are going to send the punt unit out. If nothing else, I would have tried to draw Benedictine offsides and burn a timeout. It's not like your timeouts are really that valuable at this point, trailing by 24 with 7:45 left here in the first half. As you also are punting into the wind, and you've got Jayshon, who's walked all the way up to the 39.
So Jayshon Todd, who's got 112 receiving yards, is going to be back to field this kick, and it's going to be short. Take a huge St. Ambrose bounce, and that is going to turn into an outstanding kick as it rolls inside the 25-yard line down at the 23. And that's the point from which Benedictine will begin this possession. First and 10 Ravens with 7:19 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 of their own, a 23-yard line, BC in front, 24-0 on the road here this afternoon. Nice group of Raven fans have made their way over here to Davenport today to take in the game and cheer Benedictine on.
So if I've stumped one person, then maybe it is a first.
Nah, probably not.
We'll check into it at half.
First and 10, Benedictine at his own 23. The wraparound handoff bounces off right side to the 25 and up near the 30-yard line. Ugorji.
That time the tackle over there by Grant Mackey. Mackey, the sophomore out of Richmond, California, will make his 10th tackle of the season. And Benedictine now going to take Jayshon out for the second down call, and they're going to bring in another tight end. It's going to be Tyler Watson, the junior out of Hillsboro, Missouri, by way of Missouri Baptist. Speaking of tight ends, let's talk to one at halftime.
I love the tight end position. Those guys are so fun. Integral part of the offense. Talking about integral part. How about Dalton Witherspoon? He'll just take the right-hand hitter off the side and cross the 30-35 and get it up close to the 40-yard line. That advances sticks Benedictine first and 10. We're going to bring in a fifth-year guy out of Topeka, Kansas. Washburn Rural grad Court Madison is going to be our halftime guest. Court, interesting guy, very bright, articulate, and you're going to really enjoy this conversation. So stick with us during halftime as we visit with Court Madison. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Now, stepping from behind the center, Jackson Dooley is going to go out a five-step drop. Wait for the snap there. We'll take it shoulder high, and we'll play action over the middle. It is going to be deflected in the middle of the defense by Nolan Obert. He kind of got a hand on it, knocking it away from Gathright, and it's incomplete. So for the Ravens, second down, 10.
This afternoon, talking about quarterback Jackson Dooley, now 9 of 16 passing, 262 yards and 3 touchdowns here with still 5:56 left in the first half.
Yeah, Benedictine continues to put together some yards, almost 300 total yards so far. 6 minutes to go in the half, a little bit of a high snap. Jackson's able to handle it nicely with plenty of time. Lobs one left side. He's got Jayshon and overshoots him at the other 40.
That time there was a lot of traffic coming off the line in scrimmage. That time you were looking at Matthew Sanford. He got a little hung up with the cornerback and didn't allow Jayshon to get a clean release. And when it's all said and done, the Ravens are now looking at a 3rd and 10. Their last possession ended in a punt. So
Ravens have been outrushed this afternoon by St. Ambrose. Quarterback Dooley back to throw again. Fires one near side. It's going to be caught right at the marker and leaning across, picking up a first down, Matthew Sanford. He caught the ball right at the stick of the 49-yard line, and as he was being tackled, rotated, falling toward midfield and picking up the first down. So from their own 49-yard line, the Ravens get a new set of downs, 5:20 to play in the first half, up 24-0 and looking for some more. Wide receiver very wide to the left side. Big guy out here for the Ravens. Motion will come also to the left, the wide side. Back to throw is Dooley, setting up a little bit of a screen, and his pass to his running back out of the backfield is going to go incomplete. Looking for Ethan Perrott over here. But I think under a little duress, Jackson lobbed that pass up a bit high and certainly out of the reach of Perrott. It's incomplete.
I know they list Ethan at 5'11", but look at him standing out there next to Jackson Dooley. Either Dooley 6'5", or Perrott is 5'8". I'll let you decide that.
I'll tell you what, who I do know is a big guy out here, wide to the left side, 6'3", 225-pound sophomore, Cameron Dover, out of Los Angeles. Quarterback's back. We'll throw it to Cameron at the line of scrimmage, 45, 50, down to the 45, and about an 8-yard gain for the big guy.
And TZ getting a little mixed up down here with a defensive back is... It's one of those things where tempers are going to flare just a little bit as the game progresses. And right now for the Fighting Bees, they've stayed in this thing, right? For Benedictine, they scored those 24 points. But so far here in the second quarter, Benedictine's been held at bay.
Ravens are going to send another receiver wide over here to the left side. Third down and 3. Hand off Ugorji, puts his head down, and he's going to be short. Let me fix that. The handoff was going to go to Dalton. Dalton will hit the left side. Third down 3. Got a yard or so is about all of that. And it's going to be fourth and a couple. Benedictine at the 44-yard line. St. Ambrose half the field.
We're going to see Lagafuiana check in. Jayshon Todd and Jacob Gathright all in for this 4th and 3.
Okay. Did you see number 19, R.J. Brewster, out there on that last play? RJ's name is going to be spoken at halftime. Just throwing that out, something to look forward to. Fourth down, Ravens. Fourth down and 3. Jackson, rolling right. Rolling right has them. He's got it at the first down marker, and inside the 40-yard line, it's Zimmerman. And the Ravens are going to move the sticks.
That's a tough play to defend. That time, TZ just came off the line, gave a shutter to the inside, and then just ran a flat route on the outside. And your quarterback, Jackson Dooley, just boots out and a nice hit to the tight end, Tanner Zimmerman. Coming into today, Tanner Zimmerman only with 9 catches, but one right there will be his second of the afternoon. And so he's up to now 2 for 18.
3:15 to go and rolling along toward intermission. Benedictine with the football leading 24-0. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon, bounces outside, 40, gets a nice little lead block. Penalty marker sails as it gets inside the 35-yard line. So a nice run, going to come back.
Yeah, and you start looking at this offensive line for Benedictine, and you start looking at those numbers out there, you realize what you're seeing. You've got Jefferson Otter out there. You've got Eddie Swazlowski out there. You've got Christian Ridley out there.
Two sophomores and a redshirt freshman.
Right. Jefferson Otter, a redshirt freshman from a long ways from here, okay? Norton, Kansas.
1st and 10. Now it's going to be 1st and, let's see, they'll mark it from the point of infraction out to the 47-yard line. 1st down, I'm going to call that about 18 then. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Jackson Dooley checks the wristband. Make sure he's got that play clear in his mind. A hard count. Takes a snap. Hands off. No. Play action. Goes to the left side. And the pass is going to be a little bit behind Lagafuiana. And there's a marker down at the point of the pass.
And that time Lagafuiana, as he tried to turn around, he got a little tangled up with Jeremiah Crawford. And not sure if they're going to catch Crawford on a hold or a possible pass interference right here.
Tell you how deep Ravens are going. I'm finding myself having to kind of cheat sometimes and remind myself that that's Robbie Sharp who's in the backfield now for Benedictine. Sporting number 23, because for Benedictine, you got the 23-0 and you got the 23-D. Robbie's a 23-0. And they will assess that penalty. It will also be a 1st down. 3 minutes to go in the half. Ravens are going to have a 1st down at the 37-yard line. Robbie is going to stay in the backfield. And the Ravens just, watch out, you see how they just snuck gaps right into the game over here on the near side. First and 10 at the 37.
We got the 2-minute timeout coming up here soon, too.
Jackson's waving. LeBron Jackson. Handoff is going to go to Robbie. Breaks the tackle. Head down inside the 35. Kind of plows and burrows his way down to the 32-yard line. Halftime's going to be here very shortly. We talk about a great interview coming up. Don't get away. I want you to keep that dial right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Again, the handoff to the running back. Again, he puts his head down and just kind of plows into the middle and pushes the sack forward. And it's going to be several more yards for Benedict. Now, we're not talking about breaking off some great big run. But I tell you what you are doing is you're just kind of chugging it down the field. You're kind of moving the ball forward and keeping the drive alive.
And if you'd like, you can take this thing down to the 2-minute break.
And that is Robbie, who's been carrying it. They're going to have to hurry to get a snap off if they want to at 9 seconds. Play clock's at 18. They don't look like they're going to have to, and they're not going to do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. It is a 2-minute timeout here this afternoon. We're approaching halftime in at Davenport, Iowa. With your score, Benedictine 24, St. Ambrose nothing.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also getting off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Well, the overcast skies have continued to dominate here this afternoon because they are not as threatening as they were at the onset of the ball game. The temperature may have subsided to tip the heat a little bit, and the breeze out there, it's a very pleasant Saturday football afternoon. Glad to have you with us here on Care Radios. We're 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Ravens with a 24-0 lead. You've got St. Ambrose already out defensively, out over the football, and Benedictine, well, they've only got Jacob Gathright out there, and he's holding his helmet. I mean, the offense seems like they're nowhere near ready to come back out. As we welcome you back. Well, that's good to know.
So the Ravens are going to bring Dalton Witherspoon back in at the running back, and they're going to go to the pistol formation and have Witherspoon directly behind the quarterback.
It's third down in inches here, and there's going to be your first down. He needed inches. He got a yard, plenty to spare, and BC again is going to move the chains in. Well, Robbie Sharp, he's getting a little PT, right? No?
They're short.
Really? I thought that he had dove forward far enough to have easily gotten it, but you're right. He does not. And so on fourth and inches, Benedictine is going to empty the backfield, leave the offense in there. And Jackson Dooley in an apparent passing formation, calling out the signals. With a minute 27 to go and running along toward halftime. Dooley back, fires one, left side. LeBron at the 15, first down.
There you go. You need inches, you pick up 11 on the play. Nice job right there by the wide open receiver, LeBron Jackson. And for Jackson, that's going to be his first reception of the season. The clock down to a minute 15 left here before half. And the Ravens, they're trying to just milk this entire clock out before we go to the half. If you remember back to the start of the game, St. Ambrose won the toss. They elected to defer their decision to the second half.
1 minute to go in the first half. Joseph is going to be wide to the right side. Matthew Sanford is going to be wide to the left side. Ends are in tight. Running back is Witherspoon. QB's back. Throws left side. And it's out of the reach of Matthew Sanford. Incomplete at the goal line. Clock stops with 48 seconds left. Second and 10 at the 16.
Okay. So your backup center, Chris Linden, a redshirt freshman out of Parkville, is going to be now your left guard.
You're going to have Jacoby Hinton over there on your left side. Now you're also going to bring in Christian Ridley. So you're going to go stacking things up and heavy to the left.
Tight end. They brought Tyler Watson in. Second down 10. And here comes Jay Sean. He'll go to the right side, take it down to the 10-yard line, and the ball pops out. And has it been lost? The Rizzo's running up over the football, and the Bees say they've gotten it. So Benedictine at the 10-yard line is dislodged from Jay Sean Todd, and the Ravens are going to give it away. That's a disappointing possession for Benedictine. In that, they had moved the ball nicely downfield, threatening at the 10-yard line. But with 40 seconds to go in the opening half, St. Ambrose is able to hold the Ravens at bay and get their offense back out of the field. Ravens in front, though, 24-0. So how aggressively, Gus, if you're St. Ambrose, how aggressively do you run this offense?
Not overly. Right? Benedictine has all three timeouts. And so if you're Benedictine, now Joel's out on the field talking to the officials. Are we having our first review of the season? I think we are.
Oh, well, this is exciting. Put a little asterisk on the 21st of September, year 2024. First review, like, ever, right?
Yeah, we haven't had one so far this season, so, yeah.
Well, with that happening, we're going to hang on to it right here. The teams have retreated to their respective sidelines and huddle up around their coaching staffs. And at 41 seconds to go in the half, and the ball is resting right now at the 12-yard line deep in St. Ambrose into the field. And I don't know, again, we've got the new technologies and cameras poised at different spots. You've got one high above each end zone I could see from here, but I don't see, you know, any sideline-type cameras, so I'm not sure from
that's
where
right.
They're going to get that look and that angle to determine.
How many angles are you going to have to really review this one? I think that's one of those things that it's just going to also probably depend on where you're at, depends on
sure.
if you're going to review that. Because if you have a place with a lot of cameras, you're going to take that chance. But if you have places with, like, that one stationary camera, you're going to say, let's not get too carried away here. Taking a look so far here in the first half, Benedictine with 13 first downs to St. Ambrose 5. But the Ravens struggled last week on third down. They're struggling again this week on third down. Benedictine 2 of 7 on third down. They're 2 of 3 on fourth down today. Benedictine has only run 9 more plays than St. Ambrose. So Benedictine 39 plays for 344 yards. St. Ambrose 30 plays for 70 yards. When your plays and yards only equal 100, that's not exactly the offensive day that you were looking for. Sacked. How about this? St. Ambrose quarterback Tamale Staples has been sacked already 4 times today. They've punted it 5 times. And penalties. Benedictine has 3 penalties so far in the first half for 34 yards. And for St. Ambrose, it is 5 penalties for 30 yards. Time of possession is finally balanced out. We're at like 14:45 for St. Ambrose, 14.5 for Benedictine.
Okay, I'm trying to help me with the logistics. I'm looking for our referee here today, and I don't see him, so I'm assuming that he's the guy who's gone to wherever the viewing station
it's
is.
Way down here by the high jump.
Oh, way down, outside the track.
Yeah.
Clear down. Oh, yeah, clear down against the outside fence. I see.
Okay, let's talk about reviews. In basketball, where it's probably a little better angles as far as,
that's
you know, everything's tighter.
Yeah.
We rarely see things get overturned. It'll be interesting to see if they have enough evidence or enough angles to overturn this. Yeah, Joel walking away, and the defense is going to stay on the field, and they're going to say, St. Ambrose football.
Okay, so I have the glasses on the referee who was making that call. He was speaking words in the microphone in front of his mouth, but we couldn't hear any of them. But then the obvious indication, here's the ball going the other way. So it is St. Ambrose with it. And now the official going over and talking to Coach Osborne. 3 officials talking to Coach Osborne right now. I don't suppose 3 officials are really going to change Coach Osborne's mind about what he thinks happened, right?
Let's say no.
I don't suppose so. All right, 41 seconds to go in the half. We're going to get back at this thing. For some teams, though, they're going to be able to use this as a free timeout, right? I mean, they're going to be able to play this. Quarterback Staples is back to throw, fires one left side. It's going to be caught at the 15-yard line and pick up about a half a dozen on that first down carry. However, unable to make his way out of bounds, the clock will continue to roll, and we go inside a half minute to play in the half.
That time a tackle made by Abel Swope, a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Staley High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Quick snap. QB back to throw again. Looking over the middle. He's got a man wide open, making a diving catch at the 35-yard line. So he's going to pick up about 17 yards on that catch. And the clock stops to advance to 6 with 12. That's Cameron Bonsack. And what we'll get a St. Ambrose timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a quick break. Only 12 seconds left in the half. It is Benedictine 24, St. Ambrose nothing.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Utilizing a timeout right there. They have a couple left with 12 seconds to go in the first half, and they'll have the football. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Looking to get something on the board before halftime, but I guess the Ravens understand that also, and they are going to a little deep cover kind of an offense here.
Yeah, you got what? You basically got three safeties covering thirds.
QB's back, steps up, rolls right, looking downfield, directing traffic, now throws one near side, and it's going to be caught out of bounds and incomplete. The ball was caught well out of play around the 45-yard line. 3 seconds left, one more play to go.
Kazeem Burroughs along with Joseph Abrams out there getting pressure on the quarterback. Benedictine going to drop a new guy out there. How about 21, Isaiah Hastings? A 6'3" freshman out of San Diego. He's going to be all the way down to the 20-yard line.
QB, little wraparound handoff. They're going to be really safe. Give it to Caden King, and it's going to take us to the locker room. Timeout. It's intermission here at Busch Stadium in Davenport, Iowa. We'll return to summarize the opening half for you. The score, Benedictine 24, the Bees nothing.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
DQ presents How to Have Fall Forever. Step 1, grab the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. Step 2, taste delicious fall flavors like returning pumpkin pie, French silk pie, and more sweet seasonal treats. Step 3, imagine that fall will last forever so you can continue to enjoy this delicious lineup. Step 4, remember that fall can't last forever, so hurry in for the new Fall Blizzard menu today and start living fall to the fullest. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we come back, the teams have left the field, but not really very far. Benedictine, in fact, inside the track on the far side of between the track and the end zone. St. Ambrose has, in fact, left the area and gone back to where they gather. And because it's the very best halftime ever, it's the halftime everybody loves more than any other.
Yeah.
And that's when little kids come out and do a little halftime performance, you know, with the cheer staff and so forth at various schools. And that's what we're going to have here today.
We have so many things happening here at half. That's why they're going to go with an extended half. They're going to dedicate the stadium. to the Bush family over here, Jack and Pat Bush. Then you're going to have the marching band. You've got the little kids performing here at half. And I'm telling you, with all that fun, we still also have a second half of football you'll have to play.
Yeah, and for Benedictine, the first half has been pretty fun, really. Yeah. All in all, it's been fun for the Ravens.
In the first half, the Ravens should be really happy with how things went. You had 7 possessions. You scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal in the first half. 13 first downs, 39 plays, 344
Thanks so
yards.
Much.
Thank you. Average 8.8 yards a carry, or a play, excuse me. They were 13 of 24 passing for 297, rushed the ball for only 47 yards on 15 attempts in the first half. For St. Ambrose, 6 first downs in the first half, 34 plays for 95 yards. They rushed the ball 21 times for 45 yards. And passing the football, passing the football this afternoon, it's not exactly been smooth sailing for St. Ambrose. They have 50 yards of passing, 5 of 13. The penalties in the first half, 5 for St. Ambrose for 30 yards. Benedictine, 3 for 34 yards. Jackson Dooley today, 13 of 24 for 297 and 3 touchdowns. Dalton Witherspoon, 6 rushes, 21 yards. Benedictine had to be happy with some of those big chunk plays they got early on in this ballgame, right? First play from scrimmage, they hit Jay Sean on a 75-yard strike. You come back a few plays later, hit Gathright on an 83-yard play. And then finished the half off with a 37-yard pass to Jay Sean. But
yeah, Jackson Dooley's going to come out of the first half, and you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, you know, I can play better than this, but if I'm throwing for 297 and a half, it's still a pretty successful first half, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and basically it came off of the 3 plays at 75, 83, and 37 in
now,
the first half.
Now, you want to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here, you know? Went almost the entire second quarter without putting a point on the board.
Yeah, I mean, you scored on the very first play of the second quarter. And then, from there, you went punt and fumble on your last 2 possessions. For St. Ambrose, they held the ball 7 times in the first half, 4 of those in the first quarter. Those 4 ended in punts. In the second quarter, you went downs, punt, and then ended on the half. So, again, for St. Ambrose, not exactly the half they wanted, but I think for them, they look at the silver lining being that you kept Benedictine out of the end zone on that last possession, right? It looked like Benedictine was going to try to milk the clock down and get into the break. Instead, you forced a fumble inside the 10-yard line and were able to get a takeaway there.
Yeah, and also if you're St. Ambrose, you're looking at your leading rusher, Caden King. He's well on pace for a triple-digit rushing afternoon. I mean, he's been a handful. I've been very impressed with the way he runs the football. 65 first half yards already.
Yeah, and last week, that was coming off at 17 for 137. Today, you talk about 13 for 65, averaging 5 yards a pop. And it's not like he has one real long run in there that's skewing those numbers. Long this afternoon was a 13-yard rush. I also have been kind of impressed with Vasquez. I know he only has 2 carries for 15 yards, but he's been the guy who has got in there and given his quarterback a little extra time to throw the ball in that pass pro.
Ravens have used a ton of receivers here this afternoon. Jackson Dooley's looked around. He's got guys open all over the field. He's thrown the ball to 8 different guys, 8 different guys who have caught the ball. But no one has got more than 2. Jay Sean, 2. Matt Sanford, 2. LeBron has 2. TZ with 2. Dalton with 2. And then 1 apiece for Gathright, Ugorji, and Dover. I mean, Benedictine is using that depth of talent at those receiver spots, whether the receivers coming out of the backfield or wherever. They are moving the ball around and sharing the ball very well.
Yeah, they are. They're spreading the ball around really well, but as you talk about it, like, your leading catch guys have 2 receptions. I mean, it's not like you're spreading the ball around with 1-1-1 and then you have a guy that has caught the ball 5 times in the first half. I mean, it has been a very balanced attack. As a defensive coordinator, you flip her over and you look at Matt McKay, the 5th season defensive coordinator for St. Ambrose. That's got to be difficult to prepare for, right? Benedictine, for the first time this season, has gone to a number 3 running back. We've only seen Ugorji or Witherspoon line up as backs. Today we see Robbie Sharp, the sophomore out of St. Pius. So, again, lots of different looks that Benedictine is throwing at St. Ambrose here in this ballgame, and in the first half, find yourself with a 24-point lead.
Don't you think St. Ambrose and Coach Phillip are working on some things? They're going to show Benedictine some things in the second half.
Yeah, and you know, you start looking at how that second quarter went. They slowed it down by running the football, using a little more clock, and that was really one of the big things that has helped them to really stem the tide, as they only gave up 7 points in the second quarter.
Great crowd here in Davenport, Iowa. We're looking forward to bringing you the second half live, but right now, the crowd is enjoying the halftime entertainment and the recognition of the folks who, after whom the stadium is being named. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half coming up here on Care Radio, but right now, with that intermission score, Benedictine at 24, St. Ambrose nothing. Back we go to our man Joseph in the world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio, where he's got one of his famous halftimes waiting for you.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Court Madison with us, tight end for the Benedictine football offense. And Court, I appreciate your taking the time, man. How's it going?
It's going well, Tom. I appreciate you having me on here today.
Well, I'm happy to do it. And we got to start off with the Court Madison biography. Give us a little bit about, you know, where you're from, family, such as that. How about that?
So I'm from Topeka, Kansas. Grew up there since I was five. I went to Washburn Rural High School. I played for BC alum Steve Bueller, so there's already a connection there in high school. And in my last 5 years here at BC, and I've really enjoyed my time here.
So let's talk academics. Let's get this important stuff out of the way. Tell me about your major and what you're studying.
Well, I got my degree in finance here at BC in a business program. It wasn't something that I initially thought I was going to do right off the get-go. Honestly, what got me into it was kind of stock trading and doing that stuff during the pandemic when I was in high school, kind of seeing the opportunities there. And so when I got to college, the finance program, Professor King, Michael King, we sat down and talked about it, and he just really made me fall in love with it. And I took all the classes and really enjoyed it. And then I'm also planning on getting my MBA here at Benedictine, so just following through with that. But it's been awesome.
So 5 years from now, where am I going to find Court Madison?
that's a good question. I still don't know. Recently, this past January, I did enlist in the Kansas Army National Guard. So this following January, I will be going to basic training in South Carolina, and then after that, I plan on going to OCS, the officer school, and following through with that. Whether that leads me down a finance pathway, I don't know. They do have, like, a finance section part of the military that I could get into, but I'm not really 100% sure. But my contract is 6 years, so in 5 years, I'll definitely still be in doing that. However, since it's the National Guard, it is part-time, so I'll still be hopefully around the area looking for a job here once I get out of those schools.
You talk about kind of the small world in Benedictine athletics. You mentioned two guys a moment ago, both of whom I have had the pleasure of broadcasting their games. Mike King, when he played basketball at Benedictine, and, of course, Steve Bueller, you know, when he was quarterbacking for the Ravens. So it kind of gets to be a small Benedictine world, you know?
It definitely is. I've loved every moment here, and just getting to know the people here at Benedictine has been one of my favorite aspects. And even just people here in the Atchison community, they're so gracious, and they love our program, and they are willing to do everything to support us. So definitely Coach Bueller and King are great mentors of mine, and I look up to them dearly.
Okay, tell me about that Washburn Rural football team that you played on. Were you pretty good in high school? Was your team good?
We had a good team my junior year. We made it to the second or third round of playoffs. The other years, we weren't as successful, but obviously I was lucky enough to come to a very successful program and here at Benedictine, and so gotten a few more wins under my belt.
Did you have any other teammates off of some of your high school teams that went on to play college ball on Saturdays?
Yeah, I had a couple guys that went and walked on at K-State. I know one, Drake McCall, he transferred over to Washburn. I think he's still playing, but other than that, not many guys from my class pursued the college football route. So I feel very fortunate to be one of the remaining ones out of that class to still be kicking it, you know.
So how'd you end up coming to Benedictine? Who was the guy off the team that kind of recruited you to BC football? And, you know, how did that all happen for you?
So I was one of the last recruiting classes for Coach Wilcox. Got fortunate enough my senior year we came up here for a team camp where high schools come and scrimmage each other in front of the Benedictine coaches. So that was really my main introduction to Benedictine. But Coach Caleb Cook, he kind of spearheaded my recruiting. He does the Topeka area. And so coming here to camp during that summer kind of gave me the ability to highlight my abilities on both offense and defense. And, yeah, that was pretty much the process. And then after I got some film in from my senior year, they gave me an offer and kind of waited till about the end of my senior year, kind of the December time, to see if I got any more offers, and Benedictine was definitely the best one, and I'm so glad I took that opportunity and ran with it.
Court Madison, the offensive tight end for Benedictine, joins us, and Court, we got to learn a little bit about you, man. What do you have for hobbies? What do you do other than being in the National Guard, playing football, and studying as a student athlete?
Yeah, so this past summer I had an internship with Exchange Bank here in town. So I got to work at the main office with all the great people there, and then I also got the opportunity to work in Rushville at the branch there. So I honestly spend a lot of my outside time not in the season working, just trying to make money to pay rent, do that kind of stuff. But other than that, I just love hanging out with the guys and enjoying that time, whether we're watching movies, listening to music, doing that kind of stuff, watching football games, not obviously not ours, but other college and NFL games, and just enjoying the time I have with the people, because I know that it is very limited, especially me leaving here in 3 to 4 months. So I really just spend a lot of my time with the people around me. And yeah.
Are you a video game guy?
Not too big on video games. My roommates are, I have a girlfriend, so I can't have a lot of time playing video games. I got to give her some time, too, so not too much.
It's all a matter of priorities, isn't it?
Exactly. You're right.
Okay. Tell me something that I wouldn't guess or know about you. I mean, like, do you have, like, a hidden talent? Are you musical? Do you play an instrument? I mean, are you a dancer? What is it? There's something that I would not even guess.
So one really cool thing that has been a huge aspect of my life is my stepbrother, Steven. So my dad got remarried when I was young, and Steve-O, he came into my life, and he has Down syndrome. But he's also about 8 years older than me, but he has definitely helped me gain a perspective in life that I would have not had without him. He's my biggest supporter, and that perspective in life, kind of realizing that I shouldn't take the opportunities that I have for granted, because there's people out there that would kill to be in the position I am. So just living life every day the way he does, and just seeing the smile that I can bring on his face is really something that has just got me through life so far, and he's the best.
One of the great things about playing, you know, an hour from home, great opportunity for your family and your friends and a lot of people to be able to come up and enjoy your games and share the experience with you and be a part of the college experience also, and, you know, have a good time doing that.
Yep, my dad and my stepmom and my mom, they're always up here 9 a.m. setting up the tailgate. They love doing that kind of stuff and supporting the team, and I wish I could give them a couple more years to do it, but unfortunately this is the last one, so they're making the most of it as well.
Court Mattson with us. And Court, who's the funniest guy on your team? You got the guys you hang out with, you got roommates, housemates. Like, who is like the funniest cat there?
Ooh, that's a tough question. We have some pretty funny dudes. Man, whew. I'm going to have to go with R.J. Brewster, wide receiver. He's from Georgia. That dude, he could do stand-up. He does great impersonations. I love that kid. He's a great time to be around.
Okay. You're a young guy that's modern. You got a smartphone and you text people all the time. Is there a guy who texts you but, like, never checks his texts and you don't even know what he says because when he did it, spell check put something entirely different, you don't even know what he's talking about?
I'm not sure about that one. Usually if I need to get a hold of my teammates, I can get a hold of them pretty easily. Everyone's on their phone now, it seems like, so unfortunately.
Okay, hometown is in Topeka. I mean, Washburn Road's right on the west side off Auburn Road, but you're a Topeka guy, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. So let's say it's summer, you know, you're not on deployment, you know, for your week in a month, and you're kind of hanging out, the girlfriend is at work. So you and I are going to go out some night, man. So what are we doing in Topeka? Where are we going? And more importantly, where are we going to go have supper, and what is it I got to have?
Definitely a good spot is Skinny Sports Bar and Grill. I know that's kind of the big bar in town right off Gage, Huntoon and Gage. It's always a great time. I actually had my grad party there. They were really one of the only people that places to open up during COVID for grad parties. So I would definitely suggest Skinny's. Their cheeseburger is always good, always a safe bet. So.
Okay. I love a cheeseburger, man. You can never go wrong with that.
Nope, sir.
All right, here's maybe the hardest question that I'm going to ask you this afternoon. Got to pick one of these three, or I will leave a option D open if it's a different one. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man.
Ooh. I have to go with Batman.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, I guess Batman, he doesn't technically really have any other superpowers compared to Superman or Spider-Man. He's just himself. Obviously, he has a lot of money to have the resources that he wants, but just the way he goes about things in silence, it's kind of, I would characterize that similar as me. I'm not really a loud person. I just kind of do things quietly behind the scenes, and yeah.
So, Batman for you.
For sure.
Okay.
Movies are good, too.
Next thing. Okay, we're about to the end here. I'll let you get away pretty quick. But so, there's a young guy, whether he's at Washburn Rural or somebody that you know, and he comes up to you and says, dude, man, you've been in college, fifth-year guy, playing college football. Do you have some advice for a high school guy who comes up and says, you know, what would you tell me? What should I be doing, or what would you share with me?
Just honestly, just enjoy every moment of life, and don't get too high, don't get too low, and just really stay neutral throughout the whole process. I know college recruiting can definitely seem crazy right now, and with the NIL and all that kind of stuff, but really just take time to enjoy it. And take time to go see every college that you have that you can, because you don't really know unless you go out there and go visit them. You really don't. So there's a lot of things I could definitely say, but just kind of staying neutral throughout that whole process kind of just even keel and helps you make the best decision, you know.
Court Mattson, it has been a pleasure to talk to you and a pleasure to be watching you. We're looking forward to great things as this season moves along, and we wish you and the Raven team the very best, man. Thank you so much, and go Ravens.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks for taking the time.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 87. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, thunderstorms likely.
lows dip down to about 60. Thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
Welcome back to Davenport, Iowa. Here is, we're campus adjacent to St. Ambrose. We're at halftime where Benedictine leads the Fighting Bees of St. Ambrose 24-0. Joseph, thank you so much. Back in the Care Radio Sports Studios, we really appreciate it. Tom Kautz is, well, where Tom Kautz is, usually wandering around. He'll be back here shortly. Gus Kautz with you here as Benedictine making our first trip over here to St. Ambrose, at least as a Heart of America Athletic Conference opponent. And so far, the first half has been kind to the Ravens, leading 24-0 in the first quarter, which is great, right? So they score on the first play of scrimmage, 75-yard pass. Then you start to put together a couple possessions. You hit a field goal. You score the one going into the second quarter. So for the Ravens, it was a good first half. But the second quarter has kind of left a lot to be desired, and that's where coaches can now go to the locker room or to the locker room area, you know. And that's that big patch of grass over there outside the end zone. And talk about the changes and what they want to see from their team in the second half.
My question always is, and I never know, it's a, and I use this term probably too much, which came first, chicken or egg, is after the first play of the second quarter, the Benedict just got to take a little bit of a foot off the accelerator, or did St. Ambrose defense kind of figure out a few things, step the game up, plug some of the holes, and stop them? What happened here? How do you know?
Can I go with C?
Okay, I like C.
I think is what happened. St. Ambrose just stopped with the three and outs and throwing the ball so much.
Uh-huh.
They just started running the ball, right? That kept the Benedictine offense off the field. It limited their possessions there in the second quarter. And all of a sudden, it just changed the complexion of this ball game, right? Benedictine only had 2 second quarter possessions where they had 5 in the first quarter. Right, so that
makes a huge difference.
So again, you used your offense as the best defense because you kept Benedictine off the field. Quickly, let's take a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference if you want to. It was homecoming in Baldwin City at Lister Stadium this afternoon, or this morning, I guess, as Baker defeated Culver Stockton 61-7. Mid-America beats Graceland 38-24 in a much lower scoring game than I would have anticipated. Grandview with 540 leads Missouri Valley 23-0. And Clark and Central Methodist getting going. We're at the end of the first quarter. It's Clark 6, Central Methodist nothing. A couple games going on around the conference this evening. There's one conference and one out-of-conference game. It's Missouri Baptist and Peru State at 6 p.m. in the Oak Bowl. And William Woods will travel to, well, I'm not overly familiar with, Westminster College. That'll be a 6 o'clock game this evening.
I took the opportunity to have time to go over and chat with some of the good people who have traveled down to watch the Ravens here and make some trips. And that's sometimes that, you know, we get so used to going to the games wherever they are at, and particularly, you know, seeing half of the games in a season at home, and we get used to seeing a lot of familiar faces. And sometimes I forget how, for a Raven fan who's not in, around, or near Atchison or some of the places we go, how difficult it is to see BC and how much they would like to go. And I'm over there, and I'm amazed by some of the old friends of people who I know who come from Chicagoland down here today, because they're like going, it's so much closer. We could actually make a trip and spend the day and come down and watch BC. So one more benefit of that geographic footprint spread now, and Raven fans getting to come see their Benedictine teams. Third quarter gets underway with a kick that's out the back of the end zone, and it will belong to St. Ambrose.
It's a short 3 hours to Chicago.
3 hours and a minute to downtown. I'm sure that's Miracle Mile that you're talking about there. So if you live, you know, in Aurora, or if you live in Joliet, or if you live, you know, any of the areas outside, Storm Lake, you know, any of those, it's probably well under that. Here we go. First and 10, St. Ambrose with their initial possession of the second half.
If you remember back to the start of the game, St. Ambrose won the toss, elected to defer their decision to the second half.
Running back Caden King back with quarterback Tomele Staples. Receivers each way. QB's back, looks right, throws right, and look out, guys, you know what they just did? They went to the tape, they went to their prep work, and they hit that slant over the middle in the first play of the second half. You expected to see it, it's good for a first down right out the gate.
Yeah, that was something we didn't see at all in the first half, was the slant pass that time. A quick little hitter got in front of the safety, Dylan Witherspoon, and Witherspoon continues to add to his team-leading tackles.
So Staples gets completes his first pass. Now he's going to go fly pattern down the left side and over the shoulder, caught and dropped. In and out of the hands of Cameron Bosnack. And Jackson Hoskins is there with him step for step. It'll bring up a second down 10. And I see what St. Ambrose is going to do. You talked about there how they ran the ball so well. Well, they realize that they're down so far, they got to do something to kick up the tempo, and they're going to put it up a little bit now.
You know, there is a happy balance in between there. Now it's going to be second down for St. Ambrose.
They'll fill a slot to the left side with Bonsack. Quarterback's going to hand off. Running back will bounce into the right side, be grabbed from behind, and they can't stop him. Heath Baker's got him, but the bear hung from behind, and Caden King just drags him downfield. Kylan Black, the lead block on that play. Give him credit for that 8-yard gain. Kylan, he is a big man, 6 foot, 335-pound sophomore from Texas.
That time he just started pushing and pulling and willing the running back forward on that play.
Third down at a pair at their own 45-yard line. Here comes St. Ambrose offense. QB hands off running into the middle of the line. There's nothing there, and that's because of great pursuit into the backfield by Blue Kaplinger. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a fourth down. St. Ambrose, do they gamble this early in the second half? First possession?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at fourth and a yard. Why not? I mean, the reason that play broke down so quickly was because Blue Kaplinger he lined up as a cornerback and then came shooting the gap. And I'm not really sure what the official stop and play. Oh, we've got a player that's a little slow to get off the field for St. Ambrose. And that's going to be the right guard, Caden McComb, 6 foot, 300-pound junior.
So St. Ambrose is going to take a chance and say fourth and one at their own 42-yard line. Initial series of the second half. Benedictine with the lead, 24-0. Quarterback hands off, running back, puts his head down. He's stopped. No, QB keeps it. Boots right. He's going to score. No one is going to catch Tamale Staples. And on their first possession of the second half, St. Ambrose is on the board.
54-yard touchdown run for the quarterback right there. And we talked about it early in the ball game that if you're Staples, the thing I really liked about his game was the way he ran the ball, and you'd like to see him run a little more. That time he fakes the handoff, everybody bit on the running back, he boots out and had a nice little lane and gets it in for 53.
Aiden Flynn, the punter, also the holder for St. Ambrose, and the kicker, Joe Namio, is in to put a toe to it. Late guy comes racing in for the Bees to block along the front, and here comes the PAT effort. Flynn advances, kicks it, and it is right there. We're going to get a timeout. First possession of the second half. St. Ambrose is on the board. Taking a break, Joseph at 13:22 to go in the third quarter. It is now Benedictine 24, St. Ambrose 7.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John. Download our app, earn free food.
Here at the newly named and dedicated Bushfield on the campus of Assumption High School, just down the road from St. Ambrose University. Got a Benedictine player just now getting off the field. Gus shaking up a little bit on that PAT effort, and we'll have the Ravens put in their kick return unit out there very, very shortly. Well, St. Ambrose, they didn't waste any time, Gus, in the locker room. They came out, they drew up something, and it worked really well. They were impressive in that first possession.
Yeah, they did a few things that we hadn't seen, right? They came out of the locker room, hit the slant right away. That's been a pass play that the Ravens have struggled with a little bit going back to that Morningside game. And then they just continued to run the ball well, and you cap it off with that long touchdown run from Staples. And again, he is a very athletic and tough to contain quarterback out there.
You got Joseph Longapuy on the back for the return for Benedictine, and trying to pick out, oh, and Dalton. So we do not have Jayshon back here for this return. St. Ambrose is getting set to kick it away. Their kicker is going to have like a two-step approach and toe to it. It is very, very short and high. Up man catches it at the 30. Big guy to the 35, to the 40, and wait a minute.
What is it doing?
I don't have any idea what stopped this play. I was hoping you could bail me out here because I saw nothing, no fair catch, nothing. They're going to call it dead at the 30-yard line. Fisher's walking out here, but again, we're not going to hear him. He said they called for a fair catch. I apparently missed that indication. Coaches from both teams are like going, somebody called for a fair catch. Coach on the near side. I'm not sure Gus, the St. Ambrose coaches are more upset than the Benedictine coaches are right now. And
look over.
Nobody's very happy.
Look over at the far sideline, the 20-yard line.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, uh-huh. I do see that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I guess the officials will explain their stance on the call. And as the sun now breaking through the clouds, because I suspect it is going to get very hot and muggy and steamy here, like right now.
Yeah, probably where the storms are going to come later.
A little wraparound handoff on first down is going absolutely nowhere and doing it in a hurry. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the loss of a single yard as they put the ball in the hands of Dalton Witherspoon and Colin Goodella. Nice job of the middle linebacker, who's I think is one of the leading tacklers in the first half for this team.
How about this? He's also the leading tackler in the season for the Fighting Bees of St. Ambrose. So a loss of a yard on the play. 13 minutes left here in the third quarter, and Benedictine's going to be looking at a second and 11.
Ravens are going to bring LeBron to the left side, Twins to the right. QB's back, looks right, throws right. Super dangerous pass, nearly
there
picked off. And there's the pass interferences, reaching across and trying to hold his arms back as if he hadn't gotten in there, Rolando Spivolda.
Yeah, that time, Lagafuiana ran right by him, so he reaches out and kind of grabbed him around the hips. And then anytime you throw the hands in the air like that, you're going to draw the official's attention like, hey, what did I miss? Throw it anyway. So pass interference is going to be the call against St. Ambrose. It'll give Benedictine an automatic first down, and the ball at the point of the infraction will move it up to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, so Benedictine not getting a ton of ground, but they are getting a fresh set of downs, and the clock running along at 12:45 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 24-7. But right now, guys, I think early second half momentum all on the side of the Bees. Here's a handoff, and Witherspoon's going to pick up a couple of tough yards, man. He gets across the 35, maybe the 36, 2 yards, and that was rough running. Second down, 8 for Benedictine.
Oh, wow.
Got a chance to chat with the Witherspoon family a moment ago. Where is that at?
West Virginia. Kansas and West Virginia in a weather delay.
Yikes. Second down, 8. Maybe second down, 7 here for BC. Just across your own 35-yard line. Again, Dooley's back to throw. Wants to go deep. Instead, an intermediate pattern is going to be caught by Zim. Just take it inside the 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line at Tanner with a couple of defenders sandwiching him. There's got to be down at the 37-yard line. Ravens are going to move the sticks. That was a nice play, first and 10, BC. Got a marker back there. So that's going to go against the Ravens in this one. It's going to come all back. So Benedictine is going to be penalized. A nice toss from Dooley to Zimmerman. It's going to be wiped away. And for the Ravens, That ball is going to be taken back to the 27-yard line, and what are they going to call it? Second down, and I'm going to make it about 16-ish, 17. Second down, 17.
Penalties were a problem for Benedictine last week against Grandview. That is now their fourth penalty for 44 yards today.
That time the blitz was on, and Jackson Dooley trying to get the ball away very, very quickly, and just couldn't get it done. Zimmerman, the intended receiver.
That time getting in the backfield was Cameron Bonzak.
So it's going to bring up a third down and long for the Raven offense. And again, guys, the Benedictine offense has not been very effective since literally the first quarter. They scored on the first play of the second quarter, have not put anything on the board since then. Now motion out of the backfield. QB's back, looks over the middle, and receiver got held up, and there's the marker. Yeah, they were looking downfield for Ethan Perot, and he was clearly held on to around the 45-yard line. Had he not been held, I'm not sure that pass was going to be completed. He would have had a fighting chance at it, though, but not so with the way it turned out. And the Ravens are going to get a first down. And third quarter, it's really been marred by a lot of penalties against both teams right now.
Yeah, coming out of his break, you had CJ Resto, the linebacker, who reaches out and kind of playing out of position a little bit. He's lining up against the slot as an outside linebacker. And I know you've got a near side coach that's saying that ball was uncatchable. Well, it probably was because he caught him on the break. So that's why it's going to be the 15-yard penalty. And for St. Ambrose, that's a tough one to swallow because, again, your defense is going to be able to get off the field, and instead you're going to spot Benedictine another first down via penalty.
Yep, Ravens are going to get the ball at their own 42-yard line. Third quarter moving along at a snail's pace. We're still at 11:46 to play in the third. 24-7 BC in front. First possession of the second half. St. Ambrose briskly downfield to get their first points of the game. Now the Ravens moving it forward, but largely with the help of some penalties. This time the handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He hit at the line of scrimmage, keeps the legs on, team pumping, raising those knees up high, driving forward. He's able to get that ball up to near the 50.
That time Tyler Watson, the right side tight end, was able to push forward and make a gap. And now the Ravens are quickly getting over the football. They want to get this thing going.
That's what BC needs, to get themselves a little rhythm. You talked about that in the first half for SAU. Ravens need to get a little bit of that going for themselves here. Second down and a pair. And before the play, more markers are on the field. And because this third quarter has just become a sequence of errors by these teams. And again, we'll wait for the call. Procedure call against Benedictine.
At the time, the Ravens shifted all those guys and never got everybody set by the time you snapped the football. So tough break right there.
From the 50, it's going to be marked back to their own 45-yard line for the Ravens, looking now at a second down 7. Got to get it to the 48 of the Bees. Second down call, 45. Motion will go to the left side. It's going to be LeBron. He'll set in the slot. Back to throw again. Dooley looks left, throws. It's going to be caught, 50-45, and picking up a first down. That was a nice little catch and carry for Benedictine. Ravens getting some guys out on the field. And, guys, I think that was RJ.
Yep, R.J. Brewster with his first reception of the season. R.J., a six-foot receiver out of Atlanta.
Dooley back to throw again on first down. Wants it all down the right sideline, and a jump ball caught by the Ravens. It's complete, and they're going to say dropped it at the 12. I had thought he went up and hauled that thing in, the defender hanging all over him, and it's going to go incomplete inside the 15-yard line. Joseph Lagopuyan, the sophomore out of Phoenix.
So Matt Stanford is going to come in for this play. You're going to get Tanner Zimmerman. You're also going to have Tyler Watson. As right now, the Ravens are looking for some pass catchers, and so they're going to overload it with tight ends this time.
The game has changed a lot here. We're going to talk about that after this Ravens second down play. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll try outside, get to the 40, getting about 3. And Ravens now looking at a third down. And it's called third down at about 7. Two teams have kind of traded identities. Benedictine picking up their yardage through the air here in the second half. And it is St. Ambrose who's being able to run the ball. BC will bring Cameron Dover wide left. Gotta love Dover and wide left Zimmerman at 6'3 and 6'5. Good height. Pass will go to the right side and incomplete behind Stanford.
Yeah, but even if Stanford's able to make that catch, it was, you know, so far to the sideline. I don't think there's any way he was going to be able to stay in bounds. And now, Benedictine looking at a fourth down from the 40-yard line. They are going to leave the offense out.
That's a very big decision to make. 9:50 to go in the third quarter.
And the only reason I would say you might be able to kick this from 57 is that wind is just right at your back.
Braves are going to go for it on a fourth down, 7 call at the 40-yard line. St. Ambrose, quarterback is back, rolling left, plenty of time, throws a pass, left side, it's going to be caught at the 20, and they're going to advance the chains. Cameron Dover with a nice catch, secures the ball, runs out of bounds along the near sideline, and the just as the St. Ambrose crowd was getting into the game and having a little bit to cheer about, their silence with the big first down play.
Yeah, that was a great job right there by Jackson Dooley as he sprint out the opposite direction. So instead of sprinting out to the right, he sprints back to the left and then gets his feet set, fires a rocket down the field. A nice job getting out there with Cameron Dover. Dover having a nice game today. 2 catches, 28 yards.
Here comes Benedict in the backfield. Not sure who that is. Is that Robbie? Okay, Robbie Sharp will bounce left side, kicks inside the 20. And down to the 18-yard line, picking up maybe 2 yards. And for the Ravens, again, they're going to be patient, I think. They're going to want to get a little time off the clock because we've seen time hardly move at all off the clock here in the third quarter. We're still over 9 minutes to play. The Benedictine lead has been trimmed to 24-7.
So you are
going to have Sharp in the backfield.
I think the two backs for the remainder of this game are going to be Robbie Sharp and Dalton Witherspoon.
Back to throw, QB, lofts one right to the corner of the end zone, and going back, trying to one-hand, and it's going to go incomplete.
This time, again, looking for Lagafuiana on the backside, and wasn't able to complete it. That time, Lagafuiana was being guarded by Brock Mason.
Out of the field, St. Ambrose in their home navy blue. Kind of got that Penn State look, don't they? Navy blue jerseys and pants with white helmets, lettering and trim. Can you see that?
Yeah, I mean, very Utah State-like.
Benedictine in my favorite uniform combination with white jersey, red pants, black helmets, red lettering and trim.
You know what this uniform, though, for St. Ambrose looks just like? Is Missouri Baptist.
Yeah, it does look a little bit that way. Here's a pass, left side, Robbie at the 20, at the 15, leaning and lunging and near the 10-yard line and near a Raven first down, maybe just short. Good play by the product of North Kansas City, St. Pius X High School.
Yeah, nice job by Robbie being out there, you know, being patient, catching the screen, taking it down just shy of the yardage necessary. Ravens are going to look at a 4th-and-1 at the 11. They need to get that ball just down inside the 10.
Well, they went on it for 4th down and much longer a moment ago. Now down at the 11, they got to get it to the 10. Hard count. Doesn't draw anybody off. Dooley looked over coach. Hard count again. Back to throw again. Being chased. Gets away. Rolling. Needs to run. Goes to the end zone. Does he hang on? Touchdown, Ravens! What a catch by LeBron Jackson! I'm going to tell you this. I thought Jackson was going to run it and pick up a first down, but instead he saw it. LeBron cutting across the middle of the end zone, put it right on the dot, and it's 7:57 to go in the third quarter. The Ravens have scored again.
LeBron Jackson's a guy who, coming into today's ball game, had played a lot of snaps for this team, hadn't caught a pass until today. He now has 3 catches, 37 yards, and now his first touchdown of the season.
Long snapper Zach Filippi going to snap it back to Colin Bruner. Holds for Harry Balke, whose PAT is right through there. And boom, off the scoreboard again. They're going to have to put something up there to protect that thing. We've got to take a break. 7:57 to go in the third quarter. Davenport, Iowa, where it's the Ravens 31, the B7.
High Voltage Bar and Dance is celebrating its second anniversary birthday party this Saturday with a Hawaiian luau theme. Doors open at 4 p.m. with party specials starting at 7 p.m. Guests can enjoy tropical drink specials and dance to the beats of DJ Pat. Souvenir cups will be available for purchase, offering discounted refills throughout the night. The party will feature a dress-up contest at 10 p.m. and a limbo contest for even more fun. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page, High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Look out for Benedictine. A good first possession of the second half that was punctuated by a couple of big fourth down plays. Allows the Ravens to go into the end zone for the first time since the opening play of the second quarter. And they stretch their lead back to a 31-7 advantage and are set to kick it away.
That was a, how about this, 13-play, 70-yard drive, took 5:23 off the clock.
Here comes Colin Bruner. You know, booted, a little bit of wind behind him, and the ball will go into and out of the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Here comes the St. Ambrose offense. St. Ambrose has come out of the locker room, Gus, in the second half, offensively playing extremely, extremely well. They are an inspired team. Looks like they've got a little pep in their step, as they say, and they have been very good here in the second half. They'll come out from the near sideline and step up directly over the football. And 6'1", sophomore quarterback, Tamale Staples, who had that long scoring run a moment ago, is back there calling signals. Caden King is his running back. He'll give to King, goes into the middle of the line. He is spun around, dropped to the ground. With the tackle is Abram Phillips.
If you look straight across the way, Abram family sitting at the very top of the bleachers made the trip all the way from Olathe.
So Abram with a nice tackle for a short 2-yard gain.
They can probably get back to Olathe quicker than we can get back to Ashton.
I would. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
always.
Yep.
QB flares a pass over to the left side. It is caught, and immediately the tackle is made at the 31-yard line. So it'll be a gain of about 5 yards. Then a 3rd and 4
Blue,
for St. Ambrose.
Blue Kaplinger able to come over and make the stop on the play for the Ravens right there. Blue coming into today's ballgame, 16 tackles. It'll now bring up a 3rd and 4 with 7:11 left in the third quarter.
This time they're going to shift Caden King over to the right side of quarterback Staples. They'll put twin receivers to the right side, a single man to the left. Tight end is going to be on the left side on his third down call. QB hands off, running back straight ahead, gets the first down. He's got more. It's a 40 and 5 and up to the 46-yard line. A nice little run, Caden King.
The Hive would be a creative name, but instead they went with Busch Stadium.
Didn't somebody use that already?
Never heard it before. So
okay.
No.
Probably not. Probably nothing to that. 1st and 10 at the 46. Handoff is going to go to the second man into the middle. And right now, they're just keeping the thing between the tackles. They, St. Ambrose, guys, keeping it right between the tackles and just trying to pound this forward, drive the ball downfield. And with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, they still have time enough to do that. We talk about the limited number of possessions the team may or may not have, but they will have no possessions to spare, certainly. Using plenty of time off the clock. Inside 6 to go now in the third. 2nd down, 8 is your call. Motion will go left side, so there's going to be 4 in the pattern. Long count, Staples, hands off, straight ahead run across the 50. And I just like the way that time is Maximo Vasquez. And he starts to the right, a step to the left, a step back to the right. He never really goes very far in one direction or other, just kind of zigs and zags and zippers his way into Benedictine territory. And now we're going to have a Raven a little slow to get up. And Joseph, we're going to take a break. Time out of the field at the 5.5-minute mark of the third quarter. It remains Benedictine 31, St. Ambrose 7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
to Davenport, Iowa. Because we did, we were talking yesterday, kind of kidding, we were expecting to see a lot of corn getting harvested today. We really saw very little. I think they've had a little bit of rain, and weather looks like there's a lot ready to go. There's a lot of green corn and green beans, soybeans up here yet. So the harvest, 3% done, maybe, probably 2%. So that's kind of how it stands up here. Raven player is going to be helped over to the sideline. They will attend to him, and St. Ambrose will look at a 3rd-down 3 at the Benedictine 47. Running back, hands on, handed off, and there is nothing doing for Vasquez this time. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage with little, if any, advance at his 4th-and-3. How about Heath Baker? He's having another big game today.
Yeah, he's doing a great job closing down from that time the defensive tackle position. So he's typically an edge, but that time they put him in the stands, dropped him down, and now he's going to come off the field. And now he's going to go to a knee as he gets to the sideline, and the training staff is going to come over and take a look at him real quick.
So far this afternoon, Benedictine over 400 yards of total offense. 348 of those have been through the air.
And one of our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game today was turnovers, forcing turnovers. Last week you saw Staples with 1 interception on the season. He had 4 interceptions and 3 lost fumbles. Benedictine hasn't been able to do that so far today. Coming into today's game, Benedictine has had 9 interceptions. They've been able to take some pick sixes back to the house, but today not been able to turn St. Ambrose over to this point.
Sun has continued to stay out now here into the end of the second half, and it is pounding down outside. Cloud cover's really broken up.
Yeah, we warmed up to, we were 84, now we're 85, but I bet it feels like temperature has got to be even over that. So, yeah, getting kind of warm out there today.
St. Ambrose making another decision. These two teams have been very, very willing to go for it on 4th down. St. Ambrose is 1 of 2. Benedictine is 4 of 5 on 4th down this afternoon. And 4th down here, St. Ambrose, quarterback draw. He's going to pick it up with room to spare. Escaping hole, 40, 35. He'll jog out of bounds. Picking up the 1st down, about 15 yards on top of it, and the Bees will keep it alive.
Great job right there by the quarterback, and that has been his best asset to this point in the ballgame. Somali Staples now with that run is going to go up to, what, like 8 for almost 40 today?
Yeah, Staples, they've got him down to 6'1" and 195. He's got decent size back there. He's going to have Vasquez in the backfield with him, 5'11 and 200. Handoff is going to go play action. Back to throw. Batted away. What a defensive play by Trey Williams. Man, he reached out, dove, and knocked the ball out of the hands of A.K. Agee.
That time you had A.K. Agee, who's 5'9", working against Trey Williams at 6'160". Trey using those long arms to reach across the front, knock that football away.
2nd down, St. Ambrose inside the Benedictine 35-yard line. 4.5 to go in the 3rd quarter. The Ravens up 31-7. Again, a single man in the backfield. Quarterback will move his receivers all to the left side, and penalty markers all over the place. Again, we're going to have movement on the offensive front. This has been kind of a problem for St. Ambrose this afternoon, as they've had this penalty called against them a handful of times now. Going to cost them 5 yards back outside the 37-8, all the way out to the 39-yard line, the Benedictine 39. So let's go 2nd down 15, St. Ambrose. This time they're going to go shorter side with the bulk of their receivers. The handoff is going to go into the middle, and somehow again, because Vasquez works the magic and gets through that middle of the line, gets into the second level of the defense, and ends up picking up some very nice yardage.
So he just kind of slow plays that run into the line and waits for something to develop, finds a little bit of a crease, and then hits it. It will now set up a 3rd and 8 for St. Ambrose.
Yep, and they're in 4-down territory here, clearly, inside the Raven 35-yard line. QB's back to throw. Being chased. Steps up. He's hit. He is down. Wrapping him up, Joey Abrams out of Tomball, Texas. The loss is going to be back to the 35, 36, 38, 39-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 39-yard line. It'll be 4th and 15.
So now with a 4th and 15 call for St. Ambrose, again, you're just kind of in no man's land with the ball backed out to the 39-yard line. You're way too far to kick a field goal. You don't really want to punt the ball away with only 3:32 left. So, again, you're hoping for a first down or a penalty right here.
Fourth down and long, call QB, short drop, steps up, looking, has a man open over the middle, and he skips it to him, passes short and incomplete, and the Raven defense bent, didn't break, and the offense taking the field again.
For St. Ambrose, that will now be the second turnover on downs this afternoon, and for Benedictine, they'll get the ball back coming off that last possession where they were able to kick the ball down the field and score on the 11-yard pass from Dooley to LeBron.
For the Ravens, with the sun to their back and 3:19 to go in the third quarter and leading 31-7, they're going to come out over the football first and 10 to their own 38-yard line. Wind to the left side, it'll be Jacob Gathright. We've heard little out of Jacob since the opening moments of the ball game. Witherspoon in the backfield for the junior quarterback out of Lawrence, Kansas. That's Jackson Dooley. Motion will come into the middle for Joseph. He'll stop as he comes to the wing spot. QB play actions is back to throw. Deep drop, looking. Plenty of time. Lobs one. Right side has a man caught. Gas right, 40-35. Out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. Big gain on a first down play for Benedictine. That is a 30-yard pass from Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gathright. First and 10, Benedictine.
For Jacob Gathright, how about that? That's only his second catch of the day. His only other one went for 83 in a touchdown.
Dover and Perrott and Zimmerman are your receivers to the left side. And the pass to the left side, he's got his man, turns around, makes the catch, 15, and backs his way out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Ethan Perrott with another catch.
That time, Ethan Perrott working over here on the near side with C.J. Resto. And that's been kind of one that Benedictine has gone after today, is Resto working at that outside linebacker position, finding out who he's guarding, and that's where they'd like to throw the ball.
Ethan Perrott, Gus, help me out. Is he the 12th guy to catch a ball for Benedictine today? First and 10 BC at the 12. Back to throw. Pulls it back, goes to the end zone, touchdown Ravens! Jackson Dooley starts the throw, pulls it back, looks a little longer, finds Perrott getting a little daylight, and rockets one into the middle of the end zone, and at 2:20 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine will take its largest lead of the game at 37-7.
How about the 11th? So 11 guys have caught passes today for Benedictine, and for Ethan Perrott, he's going to haul in his first touchdown pass of the season.
More points coming here for Benedictine kicker Harry Valky. He's had a huge day. It is on its way up and good. Joseph taking a break. We're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. In Iowa, the Ravens take a lead at 38-7.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Put the ball on the tee and gets set to boot it away. Cullen Bruner, once again, with the sun and wind at his back. Ravens have had a couple of back-to-back very nice possessions now, guys, in the second half. Got to make Coach Osborne feel good about how the offense has come together here. The kick away is not as deep, and it'll be taken at the goal line. It dropped into the end zone, and Rolling around. That's a live football. And does he dive on it? He finally does at the last minute. That is just called not thinking about what you're doing back there. And That was very nearly a kick coverage touchdown.
Yeah, that would be a player that just doesn't play the rest of the day, right? Like,
yeah, at least today.
You've got to be a little more dialed into that and understand that that's a live football, especially after you had touched the ball in the end zone. Go back, pick it up, get on the knee. For Benedictine, though, that last drive, how about this? Three plays, 61 yards. It only took 59 seconds to get that one into the end zone. Capped off with that 11-yard pass from Jackson Dooley to Ethan Perrott.
And here comes the St. Ambrose offense. They moved the ball a little bit in the previous possession, but Benedictine was able to thwart them. And let's see what they do with this one. The handoff is going to go right into the middle of the line. And it's going to be a gain of maybe a couple of yards off to the left side. It's pretty limited amount of gain here. Xavier Hernandez makes the stop for Benedictine. The carry by Caden King. It'll be a gain of only two. Love seeing Xavier out there playing ball.
Xavier's
old alma mater with a big homecoming win last night.
Jason Anderson, Xavier Hernandez. You're going to have Tim Glazer and Jared Heron are going to be your down linemen right now.
For at least, right off the top of my head, the fourth time we're going to have a procedural call against Fighting Bees, and it's going to cost them five more yards. With a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, Finley's going to push it back. Where it's going to bring up a second down and make it 13. What do you say? Second down at about 13. We see four down linemen. A little wraparound handoff. Same play that they've run. I don't know. If they have run 50 plays today, they've run that one for 38 of them. Jared Heron, the Moberly, Missouri senior for Benedictine with the tackle. Back to the original line of scrimmage where it is third down 10. And we're down to just over a minute to go in the third. Benedictine coming up here today. A nice road trip. I mean, it's a little ways up, but lovely field, easy trip. Quarterback is back. The ball may have been batted, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Had Gus Henry Wilson caught that, he was going to be 5 yards short anyway.
Yeah, that time running across the middle, and I know we talked about this early on in the ball game that you'd love that, you know.
Yeah.
Third and 10, and let's run a 5 yard pass play.
Exactly what they had done, has ended up with none of it, not even the five, and will be forced now to kick the ball away. Certainly unwilling to take that fourth and nine gamble at their own 25 yard line. And we have a minute to go in the third quarter. Raven return man just into BC territory. The snap is helmet high and the kick is away into the wind. It just does get it away and it's not very deep and will take a Raven bounce and be down inside the 45 yard line. Joseph Langopuyana was going to be the return man, but that ball never got within 15 yards of him. It landed very, very short and rotated backward toward the St. Ambrose team.
How about, look over on that far sideline. You saw Isaac Lopez, the junior linebacker out of Jeff City, wearing number 32. That ball hit. He took off running for the sideline just to get away from that play. Really heads-up job right there by the linebacker out of Jeff City, a junior.
See, there you go. Guys who understand the game, understand their position, what they need to be doing, get away from that sometimes. First and 10. Ravens with the ball at the 41. The ball is dropped. Dooley picks it up, and he throws a pass. It is not well laid out. It's going to go incomplete. Looking for Gath right down to the right side, but yes, the ball is on the ground. He scoops it up and just in one motion throws it. Not like he really looked or squared up or got a good handle on it. He's just going to toss it, obviously, to a spot on the field. Incomplete at 40 seconds to go in the third. Gathright will rotate out on a second down 10 call. Ravens going right to left here in the third. This time the handoff is going to go around the left side to right side to Robbie Sharp and get a couple three.
That's him coming up to make the tackle for St. Ambrose, you're going to have Jonathan Thurman over there.
A couple of substitutions coming into the defensive front for St. Ambrose. Because as a defense out there, the heat's kind of beginning to set in. The game is getting a little long. Don't you probably find that you got to do something to kind of get your guys a little wind once in a while? Well, the Ravens are not going to take another snap in the third quarter. And Joseph will be back. Fourth quarter on tap here in Davenport, Iowa. It's Benedictine 38, St. Ambrose 7.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Brand new field here, really, really nice. Here in Davenport, and guys, you want to know maybe the most fortunate thing? I mean, it's just sometimes things just work out. The field is being shared by the high school and the university, and it is Assumption High School, St. Ambrose. So you can put the big A right in the middle. How good is that, right?
Catch you up staring at the A all day, going, I wonder what it really.
The appropriate letter for both of those schools, and it. Sometimes things are just meant to work out.
And so then the school logos are at the 30.
Correct, yeah. Here comes Benedictine. It is a third down, 7 for the Ravens inside the 40-yard line. QB flares it over to the left side. It'll be taken to the line of scrimmage, breaking a tackle to the 40, going to pick up a first down inside the 30 and all the way down to the 29-yard line. That was a really good run after the catch. And so well done here by Robbie Sharp.
By the time as Robbie Sharp got to the sideline, he was pinwheeled out of bounds. He'll hop right back up and get to the backfield.
Very close to a lateral as opposed to a forward pass on that one. But either way, this ball moves downfield. The chains are advanced first and 10 to the 29-yard line. Ravens are going to bring it in tight, right side handoff. Robbie puts his head down, leans in, drives forward down to the 24, picking up about 3 tough yards. And Gus, he said, JP sharing some info here with you that they're chasing numbers today.
Yeah, you got Jackson Dooley who's chasing down maybe the single game passing record, and he's one passing touchdown away from tying the record at, 6 touchdown passes today. So, again, the only problem you're going to run into is up 31 points in the fourth is how much you're going to run.
Well, here's a pass over to the left side. A little misdirection. And catching it, losing his balance, and then somehow stumbling forward right to the first down marker. And they're going to say about a yard short is Ethan Perrott.
Ethan Perrott is a guy we're seeing get a lot of snaps here this afternoon. I mean, coming into today's ballgame, he had only had 2 catches for 29 yards. Today, he has 2 catches, 36 yards, and a touchdown.
In the game for Benedictine, Court Matson. He's going to take that slot to the right side. Joseph wide right. QB looks left, rolls left. Looks left, now looks right, now throws over the middle into traffic, and it's incomplete. There's a marker down. You got to expect a hold out there, right?
Yeah, it came right about where the quarterback had kind of reversed his field a little bit. Now Jackson Dooley, while the officials are going to sort this out, he walked all the way over to the far sideline and talked to his quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator, and his head coach all at one time.
They all came into the huddle together?
Yeah, all came out on the field at the same time. And so Jackson Dooley just kind of gets a little reassurance and makes sure that, hey, everybody's on the same page here. It's going to be a holding against Benedictine. Should back this thing up somewhere around the 40.
Clock's going to stop briefly at 13:16 to go in the game. We appreciate SID Josh Pound keeping us up to speed. That is interesting and important kind of numbers like that. JP, thank you very much.
Oh, wow. They declined the penalty and make it 3rd and 11.
Well, and that is a bit of an interesting call. That's just what? A lot of respect for that passing game?
You got a
1-yard penalty? Third down, 11 at the 31. Back to throw again. Quarterback Jackson Dooley sets up in a pocket, now flushed out. Rolling left. Now throws downfield, and he's got his man at the 10, at the 5, down to the 2-yard line. Nice catch by Joseph. Longer for Liana, and because I'm not sure that there was a complete agreement between the two receivers who were very close proximity down there, to whom was that pass really being thrown?
Yeah, so you had Lagafuiana over there, and then the other guy, is that going to be your other tight end? Looks like maybe Tyler Watson was in the vicinity. Now, checking into the ballgame, the Ravens are going to bring Tanner Zimmerman in. Tanner, the 6'5", 235-pound tight end out of Olathe West.
Sanford to the left side, Zimmerman and Lagafuiana to the right. The Bees making 4 substitutions.
He wants the timeout.
Play clock's at zero, and Ravens are going to get a timeout. And Coach Osborne really not very happy with having to take that timeout as he comes out to talk to his team. We're taking a break, Joseph. Timeout, 12:30 to go in the game. Ravens 38 and the Bees 7.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaka burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
College football this afternoon here on CARE Radio. 12.5 minutes to go in the ballgame, and Benedictine enjoying currently a 38-7 lead and threatening. They're going to have the ball first and goal inside the 5-yard line. They're going to spot it down right at the 3. Ravens taking a timeout. Get this first down call. Both teams and the officials are going to utilize the opportunity very wisely, Gus, for a little hydration break. It is hot. The sun has come out, and the humidity has gone absolutely out the roof right now. Little toasty here on the banks of the Mississippi River. Look at the power, the T formation, the handoff. No, the quarterback keeps it, throws back of the end zone, leaping, catches it out of the end zone, incomplete.
That time they were trying to throw the ball to Tyler Watson, but it was high and it was a little far out of bounds. And so,
you know how I love the T formation, right?
So,
okay, are they going to do that again, though? That'll be the question on second and goal.
You're starting to see
three.
A lot more of the teams run that T formation, right? BC did it last week. We saw the Chiefs do it on last Sunday. Now, for Benedictine, looking at a second and goal.
Again, you got Court Mattson in the game. He's setting up at the right side tight end up on the line. Motion, handoff, running back, follows Court's block, driving, leaning, pushing toward the end zone, and short by just about a half a length of the football. It'll bring up a third and goal for Benedictine. But let's be real here, guys. The Ravens are in absolutely no rush. More time they can take off the clock.
That's probably
better than like it.
That time running the ball was Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon now 10 carries for 34 yards. Robbie Sharp has 5 for 16. Xavier 4 for 12 on the day.
Again, back to the tee. This time the handoff. Dalton follows the 2 lead blocks into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Benedictine at 11:49 to play in the game. Now leads at 38-7.
Benedictine with their first rushing touchdown of the day. Comes in the fourth.
Well, they have hardly any rushing yards, Gus. Witherspoon, 36. Robbie Sharp, 16. Xavier, 12. Jackson has 6. Jayshon has negative rushing yardage. I mean, Benedictine on the day, not rushing for 100. But they've made it up passing the football, where Duda's at 451 right now. Here's a PAT up and more points today for Harry Balke. He's having a grand afternoon. We're taking a break in Iowa. We'll be back with 11:49 left in it, where it's now Benedictine 45 and St. Ambrose 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ravens getting set to kick it away, and Gus, that was a very nice drive for BC downfield to score.
Yeah, 9 plays, 41 yards, took 4 minutes off the clock, and it bled from that third quarter into the fourth, and Dalton Witherspoon capped it off with the first rushing touchdown of the afternoon for the Ravens.
BC getting set to boot it away. The return men settling in at their own 10-yard line for the Fighting Bees here in Davenport, Iowa. It's probably, Davenport's got to be the crown jewel of the quad, right? Certainly the biggest of the quad cities.
My Iowa geography is lacking.
Well, the quad cities include also your Illinois geography, which is not in the favor of either Kansas or Nebraska fans. Here's the booth. Hit over in. That's nice, high, deep, even into the wind. It's going to be fielded around the 10-yard line. Starting right, looking there, saying nope, cutting back to the left, picking up some good yardage across the 30 and tumbling forward across the 35-yard line. Very well returned for the Bees, and it'll be first and 10.
Does Nebraska still play football?
Well, a lot of people turned out of the stadium.
Okay, there you go. Thought that was volleyball.
They took it all the way. They really turned out of the stadium for volleyball.
So, for St. Ambrose, they're going to start this position just shy of the 40. They're going to mark it down at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bees. Quarterback Jamali Staples out there.
Ravens are going to shift that front four, and we get another penalty marker. And you see the left tackle just hang his head. He's like, doggone it.
That time he's lined up and, okay. We're seeing new offensive linemen today for the Ravens. We're seeing defensive linemen play positions we've never seen. And that's Kevin Harris, who's your defensive tackle, like plays strictly nose. For some reason, he was walked all the way outside over the left tackle.
Little wraparound handoff on a first and 15. That's going to be a nice little cutback run across the 40 and the 45. And ultimately, going to be near the first down. I think he's probably got a first down up to the 48-yard line. That was a very, very nice run on a first and 15. Now the defense is going to stop the clock. Are they going to look this over? Oh, we've got a lineman starting to get up to St. Ambrose.
That time, Isaiah Haston with the tackle. He's a 6'3" freshman out of San Diego, California.
Here's the deal, Gus. Again, it was 84 at the start of the game. It's warmer than that now. The sun is out, and it's late in the game. And, you know, if you're going 335, 345, I mean, that is hard on the body. I mean, these poor young guys are – they're got to be just spent, don't you think?
Talk about teams with blue jerseys, white helmets. Well, yeah. Kaiser will be in action this evening. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff.
You got me excited for just a minute. I thought you said they were coming to Atchison.
That'd be fine. Or let's go to Fort Lauderdale.
Or we'll go to Fort Lauderdale. I don't even care.
Our guys are going to take on Fort Lauderdale this evening at 6 o'clock.
Got to talk to AD Charlie Gartenmeyer and see if we can't work on that scheduling thing. Here's a handoff into the middle of the 50. And Raven defense is kind of laid back a little bit that time. And Caden King picked his way through. The defense waited for King to get to them.
Again,
and finally they make a tackle.
Yeah, that's going to be Isaiah Hastings again. Right now you're – safeties are going to be Dominique Stone King, a senior out of Moberly, and Isaiah Hastings.
Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Looking deep, looking right, throwing right, and well out of reach. Down the right-hand side as he was kind of swinging it down there for Colin Schultz. Colin Schultz, he's a hometown guy from right here in Deport.
Ravens going to put into the ball game now at the nose tackle position. Gary Cook, a 6'1", 275 freshman out of Dallas, Texas.
Staples today is throwing the ball, but I guess he's not throwing it as much as he has in weeks past. Although last week he was 11 of 21. Today he is 7 of 20, and we're going to get a timeout taken by the Bees. Joseph, we're rolling along here. Taking a timeout at 10:50 to go in the contest. It remains Benedictine 45 and St. Ambrose 7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, here's the thing. You see some umbrellas popping out in the crowd, but they had originally brought them to keep the rain off. Now they're very wisely using them to keep the sun off a little bit here as it is out in full strength.
Is that a parasol?
It's a parasol. Yeah, you call it that. not, you know, the fanciest parasol in the world, but it'll serve the purpose. Back with you, it's a first down call for, a second down call. And the handoff will go into the right side of the line. And look at that run by Maximo Vasquez as he keeps the legs driving and pushing and digging forward and going to pick up about three. It'll bring up a third down, seven for St. Ambrose.
Ravens making the tackle on the play. It's going to be Joe Gaines. Gaines has gotten a lot of snaps here today, and really the Ravens have kind of used this afternoon as a get-healthy type day. We've seen a lot of defensive linemen getting some playing time today and a plethora of offensive linemen.
Back to throw. Staples steps up in a pocket, looking over the middle. He's got his man wide open, 15-yard line across the field. Gets away from the defender, and then can't get it turned upfield before he's tackled from behind. But he's down to the 14-yard line. It'll bring up a first and 10, St. Ambrose. That was really well played, and that was a great effort to try to get away from those defenders. But Isaiah Haston, a freshman from San Diego for BC. You know, when we talk about the Ravens, there are certainly some great seniors and upperclassmen, but there's a sprinkling of some awfully good freshmen and redshirt freshmen out there. Jimmy's back to throw, has his man, and the slant is good to the one. And I'm telling you what, that was about as well defended as you can possibly be, as Trey Williams' arm extended in front of the receiver and still able to haul that thing in. First and goal from a yard away, and the handoff in the middle and the drive and the lean. There's your touchdown. St. Ambrose will have its second score of the afternoon.
Both of those scores have come off the legs of Tamale Staples, a 54 earlier, and now a 1 yard plunge there at the 9:14 mark of the fourth quarter.
Last week, Staples with four touchdowns, and today he's got a couple more. And that PAT effort coming up here from Joe. Aiden Flynn, the punter, will hold it down. Right foot soccer style kick. Down, up, and gets it. Taking a break at 9:14 left in the game. St. Ambrose back on the board. It's Benedictine 45, St. Ambrose 14.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Really nice family weekend crowd on hand here at Bush Stadium on the campus of Assumption High School, just down the street from our host today at St. Ambrose University. Of course he is.
The ball is going to fall off the tee.
Oh, we got that much breeze, okay. I don't think it's quite as windy out as it was when the game began, when we arrived here earlier today. Okay, here we go. Joe Namio will advance, and there's that right foot kick. The wind behind him, what wind there is going to let it get out the back of the end zone, and the Ravens have put the ball in play off the touchback. Still 9:14 to go in the ball game. For Benedictine, the plan is pretty simple. You don't have to be, you know, any kind of a real football mastermind to know. You just want to take some time off the clock, have a nice possession, and kind of grind the clock down a little bit, right?
Yeah, and we'll get a new quarterback.
I wondered what we were going to have.
We are. We're going to now see Caden Austin. Caden Austin, a guy who played a little bit last year, and, he's going to be in there as a quarterback here for the last 9:20 of this game.
Yep, Caden comes into the game. He's a big guy. I like the height at 6'4". He sees the field real well. He's going to hand off to his running back, who will slice over to the left side, and that is going to be Derek Overstreet back there. Derek, the Owosso, Oklahoma native. Not the biggest guy at 5'8", but he is quick. He's got excellent moves, good feet, good speed.
Yeah, talk about Derek Overstreet, a guy who played really well last season for the first few weeks of the season. Had a season-ending injury early on and missed the last half of the season, but a guy who shows a lot of promise as a junior.
Austin's handoff and straight ahead again. It's going to go Overstreet, and he'll manage his way up to beyond the 30-yard line, maybe the 31. Ravens are going to look down at a third down three with 8.5 left in the game. Benedict would like to at least get maybe a couple of first downs, take a handful of minutes off this clock, and move us closer to the end. Again, in a 31-point game, it'll be hard for St. Ambrose to get 5 more possessions and score touchdowns on the ball.
How about this? This afternoon, Jackson Dooley is going to fall 23 passing yards short of the school record.
Back to throw, the left-handed quarterback, Austin fires one, caught by the big guy, and he's going to have a first down. What a nice catch in the middle, and props right there to Abram. No, that's to Trey. Trey Bexton.
And Bexton out of Helias in Jeff City makes the catch.
I know Helias High School.
You've got Trey Rucker out there as you know, line up over here on the right. This is strictly back to the program right now.
Strictly to the program. BC with a first down, 10 at their own 38. 7:20 left. Austin back to throw again. The big left-hander rockets one left side, and it's going to be out of reach of Callahan Huston, the 6'2 redshirt freshman out of LeCompton, Kansas, from St. James Academy.
Yeah, Callahan Huston, a big guy, a 6'2", 165-pound redshirt freshman, a penalty against Benedictine. We'll back this thing up to somewhere just inside the 30. Yeah, 28, they're going to spot it down.
Man, my text group, we've just about covered them all between Helias and SJA in the course of 2 plays. We're covering some ground out here today. Young men recruited in and playing for Benedictine football. 7:20 to go in the ball game. Ravens in front at 45-14. Again, Austin will move a man in motion back there.
J.J. Jackson out of Matter Day.
Left side, and it's going to be, maybe a yard or so, around the 30-yard line. 7 minutes to play in the game. The Raven faithful across the way, sticking around for every minute as they're enjoying all of this. And for Benedictine, how fun will this bus ride home be, huh? Pretty fun?
Better if you had showers.
If you could shower, be way more fun. Pass over to the middle between 2 defenders. How did that pass ever split those 2 guys where it was caught? And it's going to be a 1st and 10 Benedictine up to the 45-yard line. You got a better roster than me because...
Yeah, well, I'm looking because I don't think that's who that is.
I don't either. That's why I'm not going to go with it until you can help me verify.
We're going to dive a little deeper.
JP, they're tricking us with numbers and new guys. We love it. Love seeing those young guys out on the field. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Benedictine up 45-14. And again, Austin takes a glance at the wristband.
Okay. So that's going to be, wow, we're going to go right through his hometown on the way home.
Really?
Let's talk about here.
Here's a little pitch to the backfield, trying to get away, bouncing outside, cutting back into the middle, dancing, moving left, moving right, and finally being brought down. That play took a very long time, but in the process of it, Derek Overstreet ultimately gains no yards.
So how about Tyler Campbell?
Okay.
5'10" senior wide receiver out of Cameron.
Okay.
So.
And now the Ravens are going to be forced to punt the football away, and that is going to be Cullen Bruner out of Marceline, Missouri, to kick it back away.
It's not him either.
It's not him. Different size guy.
But this guy.
5 minutes to go.
This receiver out there has got to be like 6'2", right? 6'3", maybe.
That's a nice kick into the wind. A fair catch is going to be called for and made at the 26-yard line. And we're going to get St. Ambrose back out on offense with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Blake Dapkus on the kick coverage for Benedictine. redshirt freshman from Ashland, Missouri. I love being able to get some of these guys a little airtime and get their story out there a little bit. 45-14 Ravens getting set to go to 3-1. That's not a bad start.
And now you can start to look forward to next week.
Yeah.
They spent most of this game getting healthy, right? We're seeing a lot of these underclassmen throughout the day. We've been to the roster as next week. Benedictine's going to see Baker coming to Atchison.
Be a great game up at Wilcox Stadium. We're looking forward to being there with you. Here's a very deep pass down the right side, and that is 15, 18 yards beyond any player from either team, and it'll be incomplete. But we saw a really strong arm throwing that ball downfield.
That time it was Blake Dapkin in coverage.
Yeah, Baker coming to town. And they played tonight, was that right?
No, they played 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that's right. They had that early game.
Yeah. Little Culver Stockton.
A wraparound handoff, good for three, up to the 30-yard line. St. Ambrose at their own 30. They have a third down, 7.
Yeah. It was homecoming today in Baldwin as Baker knocked off Culver Stockton 61-7. Mid-America defeated Graceland 38-24. Grandview, a 24-point winner over Missouri Valley today. Clark leads Central Methodist 13-9 in the third quarter.
An unlikely kind of a score. Here's a quarterback, a little juke move, does a nice job, and then surrenders himself after picking up a first down up at the 45-yard line. First and 10. St. Ambrose, offense staying out there, battling hard. But look at those receivers who had gone way, way, way downfield, kind of just walking back really slowly. I think they're exhausted from just running those routes in the heat right now. 4:14 to go in the game. Some different numbers out of the field. Also on the defensive side of the ball, we'll bring those into play as best we can. Running back into the center, spins and twists and takes it up to the midfield mark. Caden King adding a little more yardage to his count today. For Benedictine, Joe Burke out there. Or could that be Marvin Stringfellow? Gosh, I'm not sure. No,
no, it's
Joe Burke. That's Joe.
Yep.
Second down, 3 at the 50. Back to throw, again, launching it deep. He's got his man open down there. Knew he was past interference at the 10.
There it is. Yeah. Blake Dapkins reached out and just pulled the receiver to the ground. And again, it's not a terrible idea. It's only a 15-yard penalty. It's not a spot foul. You do give up a first down. But
as a defensive back, I mean, you're seeing the whole game flash in front of your eyes. You're saying, okay, I can't catch him. He's going to catch this ball. The only option I have to stop a completion is to do what he did. And it stopped the clock as they're assessing that penalty. But 3:26 left in the game this afternoon.
Okay. How crazy is this? We came in and KU was going to halftime.
Correct.
We're going to get to the car and they'll be playing football.
What? How's that? Now a quarterback bounces away from the first guy and the second guy, but he is not getting away.
That time Joe Burke comes up and makes the stop. Joe from Albuquerque, right?
Yep. Albuquerque.
Does that hit another bingo square for you?
I went to Albuquerque one.
But can we knock off a bingo square there?
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Has at least lived
no,
there?
No. From Mesquite.
No, but has at least lived there.
Oh, yeah.
So, see? Bingo square.
For sure. Gotcha. Yeah, 100%. Back to throw again. Now it's going to be a little quarterback draw. Look
there
at Staples.
Go.
He's rolling left, 30. 25 jogs out of bounds. And
we're going to see a penalty marker way back here in the backfield. Is Keith Sumter, the 6'3", 275-pound freshman, is going to be guilty of that penalty.
Got a Raven a little slow to get up after that contact. 2:39 to go. Trainer's going to dart out there.
Raven's going to bring in a new defensive lineman now into the ball game. They're going to bring that 62. Yeah, that's Gary Cook, that freshman out of Dallas.
You know, here's the deal. This is the time when you found yourself, you're thrilled. You looked on the wall, what, Thursday, and you see you made the travel team, right? So you get to come, you ride the bus, you spend the night with the team, you're suited up, you're on the sideline. Man, and if I haven't gotten in here yet, I am like standing, I'm elbows with the coach, right? You're kind of bumping him and maybe standing in front of him, leaning across, just making sure he sees you. Mm. I mean, isn't that what you're doing here if you haven't gotten in yet?
Hip pocket, right?
Hell yeah. 100%. You're like, hey, oh, coach, did you drop that? Is that your pen on the floor? Here, let me get that for you.
But if coach yells your name and it's anything close to your name, you should probably get in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question about it. It doesn't even have to be much like your name. You just run out of field. I thought I heard my name.
Some more. Okay.
That wasn't me or Kellen, coach. I'm ready to go, man. Here I am.
So the Ravens have had a good fortune of being able to get a lot of guys into the ball game this afternoon. And you talk about their stats. They're going to have 2, 4, 7 guys ran the ball today. 14 pass catchers this afternoon.
That's a pretty busy day. That penalty is going to be assessed against St. Ambrose. It's going to take the ball back inside the 50-yard line, inside the 45, down to the 44. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game.
Now understand, in 39 seconds, Joseph will have our 2-minute timeout, right?
Yep. So it'll be coming up here perhaps after this play. Perhaps not. So the quarterback is going to throw it, and he's dancing around. Has time, nearly picked and caught very nicely for St. Ambrose by Cameron Bonsack, the 5'11" sophomore from Taylor Ridge, Illinois, out of Rock Ridge. Rock Ridge High School. Advance the chain, moves the ball to the Benedictine 35. Are those markers I'm seeing multiples of out there?
Yeah.
No. I looked down at my notes for just a second, and I missed what occurred.
Defensive back made contact with the receiver as he went into the slide, but I thought it was like helmet to shoulder pad. I'm going to tell you, 2 minutes and 28 seconds left in a 31-point game. Let's just keep pushing along, guys.
Figure this out.
I've got a really important question.
Okay.
And we might answer it right now. These officials are from Iowa, aren't they?
Oh, I've been thinking that for a while now.
Here we go. Personal foul. Targeting. Benedictine.
Is that also a eject?
Where are we?
Is that a disqualification?
Card? We're going to go review it because it's a reviewable play on targeting. Awesome.
Of course. Well, anyway, next week we got cool stuff coming up. Okay, we got Sports Look, little high school on Friday night. And BC back home, you mentioned Baker coming to town. It's going to be a big game in the conference. Not because it's a, not necessarily for the championship, but it's a couple of teams who are playing really, really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and you're looking at the South Division, it's a three-horse race. It's Benedictine, it's Baker, it's Mid-America. Mid-America playing really well. Baker has had a nice start. Benedictine, after today, they're going to move to 3-1. So, again, you really want to get that leg up. Those three teams, as half of the division won the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the South Division last season. So, you really want to get off on the right foot by winning this ball game. In the North Division, it's over.
It's done.
They've hung the banner, I think, already. Maybe not.
So, yeah, Benedictine, after having won a thrilling game on the road down in Baltimore City last year over Baker, look at the notched consecutive W's.
I still have a cough from that game.
I'm sure that's right. My socks are not quite dry, but here we go. The coaches are walking off the field, and the officials are still down. There's a little table down at the end. I think they have, like, sparkling water down there or something, getting a cool beverage.
So we're in game 4. This is our first time to see replay, and we've seen it twice today.
But my question is, have they seen it?
No.
My experience is that the replays are just not great.
Weak.
We don't even.
One. See, this is our first time ever seeing any kind of a replay. I mean, they've always had it. They've had it available all year and stuff, but we've never seen them utilize or ask for one or whatever. And I was wondering. You know, I've seen those screens. You know, I've been at games and it's grainy. It's like there's a Bruder film. I mean, it's like hard to see anything that's going on. I don't know how you're going to do it. Yeah, the camera's, what, 50 yards from the field and it's 55 yards across. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to see, but give it a go. I don't know.
We don't have microphones. You know, official microphones, let alone probably a good angle of this. And for Benedictine, it doesn't really matter either way. I mean, even if the player is ejected and has to be suspended for a half of next week, the guys out on the field are not the guys that are probably going to be starting or playing a whole lot against Baker next week.
Here he comes back out. All right, here we go. And again, we have no audio, so I'm going to see if I can figure out what he's going to tell me. Personal foul, the targeting against Benedictine. He's saying words.
Player is disqualified.
He is disqualified. So, the player in question is not going to play the last 2:28. And here we go.
Is he not? Because isn't he still out there?
I don't know. From the 20-yard line, here's a pass into the right corner of the end zone. He's wide open, but again, overthrown. And that's kind of been the problem for Staples here today. His pass is, I guess if you're going to miss, missing long is more safe than missing short, but he's had passes out of the reach of his receivers quite a lot over the course of the afternoon, and AKAG is going to come off the field and get a moment's wind as he was the intended target for that pass.
I think the player is still out here at the 10-yard line. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Second down, 10, still at the 21-yard line. QB's back this time. He's going to throw that pass to the left side, and the receiver never turned around, didn't see it coming. By the time Henry Wilson had looked back, the pass was beyond him.
But even if he was able to spot the ball, I mean, that thing was 3 yards out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost to where the,
well, I'm gonna add
where
one,
the field changes colors over there.
And I'm going to add one more layer of difficulty to that. He was looking back directly into the sun. So that was going to be a very, very, very difficult catch. It is now third down and 10 at the 21-yard line in Raymond territory for St. Ambrose. QB's going to scramble with it. He's going to get hit. He's going to be spun to the ground, and he's going to gain a yard.
Now,
tried to sidestep, and he's done that all day. Tried to sidestep that defender, and he got held up, brought down, and we're at the two-minute timeout. Joseph taking a break with 2 minutes to remain in the game this afternoon. The score is Benedictine 45, St. Ambrose 14.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
It is St. Ambrose football with 2 minutes to play. It will be fourth and 8, and the ball at the Benedictine 18-yard line. Got to get it down to the Raven 10. Quarterback, Kamele Staples. No one in the backfield with him. His back to throw. Looking left, chase. He's hit. He's swarmed. He's sacked at the 35-yard line. Because he loses 16 yards on that fourth down call.
That kind of describes the day for St. Ambrose, right? I mean, they had two good plays this afternoon, and as Staples comes off, he's holding his helmet. He's struggling with how that play ended up. That is going to be, how about this, sacked for the seventh time this afternoon.
I was going to ask if you had the number, because I knew it felt like a lot of pressure he's had to deal with all afternoon long. And here come the Ravens back out there to QB this ball club. Is a 6'4" sophomore from Laguna Hills, California. Has he got a guest room? That's going to be Caden Austin out there. Never been to Laguna Hills, but I got a feeling it's pretty nice there. Handoff is going to go to the running back, starts outside, puts his head down, cuts into the middle of the field, is going to get nothing. Maybe a little less than nothing, but he might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage with a minute 40 to go. Ravens are going to snap this thing a couple more times.
Yeah, that time Derek Overstreet looking for a little bit of a running lane, nothing to do there, and bring up now a second down and 9.
Ravens have guys out there. You've got K.J. Williams, a freshman from Houston, out on the field. I'm trying to pick up guys just to give them a little run. R.J.'s out there, R.J. Brewster.
Callahan Huston is going to stay in.
Here's a second down call for the Ravens. They're letting that play clock get way down. 4, 3, 2, 1, and there's your snap. Running back will go over to the left side. He's going to pick up a little yardage this time, 4, 5, 6 yards. Also out there for BC, let's see, I mentioned K.J. Williams, a freshman from Houston. I've got Christopher Linden. He's out of Parkville, Missouri, the 6'2", 270 redshirt freshman.
R.J. Brewster out there. Ravens getting a lot of these guys in, and now you got to think they're going to go ahead and drop to an E and call it an afternoon.
40 seconds to go, and they go to the diamond formation. Taking his, what will be the last snap of the ball game is going to be Caden Austin. He gets it, he downs it, and that's going to do it. We'll be back here on CARE Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, to summarize it for you, the final score from Iowa this afternoon. It's Benedictine 45, St. Ambrose 14.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and cleared diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back with you for a final time here at Busch Stadium on the campus of Assumption High School, adjacent to St. Ambrose University, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens make their first trip to Davenport to play the Fighting Bees, and the Ravens got a strong opening half. Got them a lead that they never relinquished, and Benedictine goes to 3-1 with a 45-14 win here today.
Yeah, it was a great afternoon for Benedictine, and especially their defense. This afternoon, the Ravens were able to sack the quarterback 7 times for 60 yards. This afternoon, St. Ambrose, 6 of 17 on third downs. They were 2 of 5 on fourth. They went 70 plays for 310 yards. Benedictine only ran 3 more plays, but also racked up another 245 more offensive yards on those 5 plays. Benedictine passed the ball for 427 yards this afternoon, only 124 for St. Ambrose.
So for the Ravens, good afternoon. It's something upon which to build because now the focus is going to get very intense, and it's going to be on the Baker University Wildcats, and the Ravens will have them at Wilcox Stadium next Saturday afternoon. We look forward to bringing you that game here on CARE Radio. Bringing it about 12:45. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff, as they generally are, at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison. Gus, I think pretty well here for the Ravens. A good road trip, and you know what? Something to build from. A lot of young guys got to play. I love that, too. Final score again here this afternoon from Davenport, Benedictine 45, St. Ambrose 14, until we greet you next time. For our man Joseph, producing and engineering and taking such good care of us back at a Care Sports studio. Joseph, thank you so very much. And for Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.